This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at secur.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
High school baseball is online and on the air.
Here's the windup and the pitch by Saunders. Two strikes to the hitter. He skies it to left center field pretty deep. Raiders are going back on the dead run. Monin. Monin's got it over the shoulder. 320 feet from home plate in deep left center as Farrell gave it a big-time ride. Wow.
Hear those big defensive plays on scoresbroadcast.com as well as those clutch two-out base hits.
Zane Chappie is in the box. Aiden Chappie down at first. Raylan Cordonier at second. Swing, line drive, right field line. It is fair! Inside the strike by a foot. Throw going to second. Relay is... It gets away. Rolls into left center. And the Rushi Raiders have come all the way back from 3-0. Bases clearing hit along the right field line. How about that? Two-out rally by the Raiders, who now lead it 4-3.
And the Shelby County Athletic League earned two state championships in 5 years right here on the radio on your phone. ScoresBroadcast.com.
New hitter steps in for Newark Catholic. Here's a swing and a high pop to short center field. Coming in is Chappie on the run. Got it! And the Raiders dug out empties. Rushi with a stirring come from behind 4-3 win over Newark Catholic.
Heard on scoresbroadcast.com, Fort Loramie won the Division IV state crown in 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounce to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for one. To Middendorf for two. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman, shortstop, Rosengarten, first baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus.
And on scoresbroadcast.com, you listen to the Raiders wipe out favored Lincoln View to take the title last June.
There's a hard ground ball to Monin at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincoln View. Hayden Quinter had three hits. Braylon Cordonier had three hits. And Aiden Chappie had three hits as Landon Price threw the limit, 125. Going into the sixth, Rushi wins it. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing here at Fort Loramie. As two of the state's top clubs in Division IV baseball go head-to-head, the Fort Loramie Redskins, 14-2 overall against St. Henry, 12-3. St. Henry lost a one-run affair last night on the road at Bradford by a score of 3-2. Up until that point, St. Henry had reeled off 8 straight wins. Fort Loramie has won its last 12. Both programs have earned great respect from the Ohio High School Baseball Coaches Association, which has ranked St. Henry and Fort Loramie 8th and 13th, respectively, in Ohio Division IV in the most recent coaches poll. Bryant, great day for high school baseball. Dim sunshine overhead. Slight chance of rain as the afternoon progresses, but I'm quite surprised to see some sunny conditions at this moment. Wind blowing in from the west. Should be a great game. Two clubs that have played excellent baseball the last month in this headliner on the Saturday afternoon here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Yeah, huge matchup between the MAC and SCAL leaders. They both have great pitching, as you've noted, and we've seen Fort Loramie now but a total of 3 times here on Scores Broadcast this season.
Yep.
It's been great pitching performances all 3 of those times. And looking forward to potentially seeing another today with a pitcher we've seen once before.
Yes, we're going to see Christian McGee, a left-hander. He, like his opposing pitcher for St. Henry, does at times lack some control. Each throws hard. Lucas Clooney for St. Henry is about a strikeout and a half per inning. Christian McGee, well over a strikeout per inning as well. It's going to be a case of limiting bases on balls for these two pitchers, Christian McGee, the left-hander, and Lucas Clooney for St. Henry. In trying to handicap this game today, you really don't get a whole lot of help, Bryant, when you look at common opponents. Fort Loramie beat Rushi last week 6-1. St. Henry dropped a 6-4 verdict to Rushi. Coldwater defeated Fort Loramie earlier in the year, way back first week of the season. Coldwater also owns a 3-1 win over Rushi. Fort Loramie has whipped Minster twice. St. Henry has edged the Wildcats by a score of 3-2. St. Henry clobbered Coldwater 12-2. That's kind of the outlier in the bunch.
Yes.
And St. Henry has an advantage of two games in the loss column over Coldwater, Versailles, and Minster in the Midwest Athletic Conference. They are assured of no worse than a tie for the league championship is St. Henry in the MAC. And right now, Fort Loramie, by virtue of the win over Rushi last week, is one up in the loss column. Undefeated in SCAL play, Rushi one loss behind. It's still chilly, but it's no longer early in the year. These two squads have had the necessary time to gel, and boy, have they done it up until St. Henry's loss last night. The two clubs, Fort Loramie and St. Henry, had combined for 20 straight wins. We'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie in a moment. Mitch Westerheide, athletic director at Fort Loramie, new boys baseball coach, is on deck with us when we come back. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing here at Fort Loramie High School Baseball today on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com. For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello, once again. Welcome back to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. Baseball today should be a good game. Fort Loramie Redskins, St. Henry Redskins. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Arushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Important key building components for today's game. The two pitchers both throw hard. McGee from the left-hand side for Fort Loramie. Clooney from the right-hand side for St. Henry. It's going to be all about getting ahead of the hitters. It could be a low-scoring game. Wind blowing in. A couple of very fast throwers here today. Control may tip the scale on the mound in this contest this afternoon. Those are the key building components for these two clubs today, Fort Loramie and St. Henry. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. We are joined here momentarily by Mitch Westerheide, who is the athletic director at Fort Loramie, new boys basketball coach for the Redskins. Mitch, come on over. He's wandered up into the press box along the first baseline here at Fort Loramie. Just approved by the Board of Education this week. Congratulations. We are so proud of Mitch Westerheide. Way to go, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, just board approved. We just had our first meeting with the boys Friday.
I thought you were going to say we just had our first basketball practice.
Oh, hey, I'm antsy to get going, but we need to figure out who's all playing, and we need to get that scheduled together. But, yeah, like I said, I'm excited. The boys seemed into it, so just ready to get into that gym.
Wife, kids are fully on board with you being gone 24 hours a day.
Maybe not 24 hours, but, yeah, wife Taylor's on board. Wouldn't even put my name in there if she wasn't on board. So God bless her. She knows she married a coach, an AD, and she supports me along the way. I couldn't do it without her.
There you go. The position opened up because Corey Britton, 9 years, successful head boys basketball coach at Fort Loramie, moving on at the end of the school year. back to his former home stomping ground, a new chapter in Corey's life. And he was a fine mentor, nine very good seasons as the head coach of boys basketball at Fort Loramie. Now, you've played a lot of sports at Fort Loramie during your Redskins career. A graduate when? What season? What spring was it?
Graduated in 2008, so I'm getting up there in age now. It's been a while. We're looking at about 15 years already.
And you were a member of the first varsity football team at Fort Loramie.
Correct, yeah. We started football here. I was actually in eighth grade when it started, but we did two JV seasons. Yep. And then by the time I was a sophomore, yeah, we had our first varsity game here.
Somebody once told me you hold the record for the most tackles by a defensive player in a game, in excess of 20. But then somebody else told me that six or seven of those were tackles out of bounds that really shouldn't have counted.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about with that one. But, hey, a little stat padding never hurts anybody. You know, I was a little guy, so you got to go after those ankles. And if they tripped over me, that's a tackle.
Talk briefly about your head varsity football coach back then, who is on the staff currently for Fort Loramie, and head coach Spencer Wells.
Yeah, it's John McCumber. He's the first guy who took over here, and he's really the one that taught us how to play football. You know, obviously we didn't have it here, so he had to start from the ground. We had to learn how to tackle. You know, and that was a steep hill to climb. And
sure,
he was always the best motivator. He got us fall in love with the game. So credit to him for building football where it is and starting us so high, really.
Right, right. You have earned your stripes as an athletic director here at Fort Loramie by creating a dynamite independent football schedule over the last few seasons. This year, five home, five away. Take a quick look at it for us and highlight it. I think game one is Minster. Three games before Labor Day this year, about the earliest start ever for Ohio high school football.
Yeah, they bumped it up a week. Like I said, we got Minster. You know, that's how we always lead off the year, and got Versailles coming, and Covington and Columbus Academy. Those were all on our schedule last year. A couple new ones we had is Meadowdale. They're in the Dayton area.
Sure.
And Talawanda, which is a D, I think they're D2 or D3,
right,
in the Oxford area. They're going to come up here. So looking forward to getting some new competition. And I know Spencer's pumped. He always likes to have a competitive schedule to get us ready for playoffs.
The last six games, three home, three away.
Correct.
To close out the season with, Lucas, LCC, and a road game in there with Van Buren.
We picked up Van Buren. Yeah, I think they had an opening. I don't know if something's happened in their league where they had an open week. And we jumped on that. It's only an hour away for us. So anything we can get close and get the boys home at a decent time, we're going to jump on that.
You must have pulled a lot of all-nighters to search the state of Ohio to come up with 10 games with teams that had open dates. A few of these clubs are in conferences, which do have open Fridays or Saturdays mid to late in the season. But by and large, once you get past the first couple, 3 weeks, these are independent clubs you're playing.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm pretty seasoned, and you have to be monitoring your email pretty much 24/7. When you see something pop up about football, or you hear any news, you got to do that research. You got to get on the horn right away with them, not waste any time.
Mitch Westerheide, athletic director at Fort Loramie, new boys basketball coach. Kudos, congrats, thanks. And we appreciate you coming by before today's baseball game. Should be a fine contest.
Yeah, it really should be. I appreciate you guys coming and covering the spring sports here. They don't get as much, so I really appreciate you guys coming in here, and should be a good one.
Thank you. Mitch Westerheide, new boys basketball coach at Fort Loramie and the athletic director at Fort Loramie High School. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these three Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. We'll return with more starting lineups up next when we come back. It's Fort Loramie hosting St. Henry, the leader in the SCAL against the leader in the Midwest Athletic Conference. I'm Jack with Bryant Billing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to these three new Sydney sponsors, Realty 2000, Mutual Federal, and J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Don't sweat it, just jet it. The tops in underground plumbing, J&J Brodigham. In Rushi, we say hello to a new sponsor, Francis Manufacturing. Thanks to these Rushi sponsors, Francis Manufacturing, the Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn. We'll have the playing of the national anthem, then we will bring you our starting lineups when we come back. The weather so far cooperating, dim sunshine overhead, thin layer of clouds, a slight chance of rain later on today, wind blowing in from the west-southwest, and two hard-throwing pitchers, Lucas Clooney for St. Henry and Christian McGee for Fort Loramie, sets up as a very good low-scoring ball game here at Fort Loramie today. Back in a moment, the Redskins tangle Fort Loramie and St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
Homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Here is your starting lineup for visiting St. Henry, 12-3 on the year after losing to Bradford last night, 3-2. St. Henry 7-0, first place in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Leadoff hitter, second baseman Logan Link. Batting second, the shortstop Bryce Brookhart. Hitting third, the center fielder is Hayden Beckman. That's 1-2-3 in the order. And the first pitch by lefty Christian McGee of Fort Loramie is upstairs for a ball. 1-0 on Link. Outfield is shallowed up just a little bit for the leadoff batter for St. Henry, who looks at a ball low, and it's 2-0. Wind blowing in from right center. Link right around the 300 mark in terms of batting average. Upstairs, ball three. We talked in the pregame several minutes ago about the importance of control for these two pitchers here today. Both McGee and Clooney throw very hard, but at times they lack a little control and miss the strike zone too often. McGee comes back with a 3-0 strike, belt high down the middle, and there's another one at the knees for strike two. So five pitches in a row taken by Logan Link, second baseman, leadoff batter for St. Henry. Three balls, two strikes, fastball fouled to the screen. That might have been ball four. Cleanup batter is Drew Schwederman, first baseman, batting fifth. Eli Horseman, the right fielder, batting sixth. The pitcher, Lucas Clooney. Then Nolan Kunkler in left. Devin Delsite at third. And the catcher, Caden Bergman, bats ninth. Is Link on a 3-2 pitch, hits a roller right back to the mound. McGee's got it for Fort Loramie. Flips on to first for the outs. First baseman Calvin Hoying for the Fort Loramie Redskins, who have Max Kottner in left, Logan Eilerman in center, Darren Eilerman in right. The infield, Roger Hoying at third, Maverick Grudich is at short, Dylan Sanders at second, and as I noted, Calvin Hoying at first, the battery McGee on the mound, Will Hoying behind the plate, and the count is 1-0 on Brookhart, the shortstop for St. Henry, who looks at a pitch, yes, inside corner, just below the letters, strike one, ball one. McGee, very quick worker. Low and in with a two-seamer, and it's two balls and a strike, 2-1. Brookhart, like Link, hits from the right side. Even with the bag at third is Roger Hoying for Fort Loramie. There's a ball wide out of the zone, and the count goes to 3-1 on Brookhart. You can tell, Bryant, here at the outset that these hitters for St. Henry have been advised to be patient at the plate.
Yes, they are taking their time.
There's a ball smashed to third, and it is fair between the third baseman and the bag. Down the line, it's going to be a lengthy single for Brookhart, who turned on one as McGee got a two-seam fastball on the inside part of the plate just below the belt. And the batter, Brookhart, smoked it fair. A couple feet inside the bag at third. He is at first with one out. And now left-hand batting, Hayden Beckman, the center fielder, is in. Beckman has had a real good season at the plate for the St. Henry club. 405, leads the team with 18 hits. He's had two triples, and the initial pitch from McGee is on the outside corner for a strike. Don't think he cared for it. It caught the outside edge of the plate. Runner at first, Brookhart with a lead. McGee with a pitch over to first. And Brookhart steps back. One on, one out for St. Henry here in the top of the first inning. No score in this game. And the count is one strike, no balls on the left-hand batting Beckman for St. Henry. Outfield is a little deeper for him than the first two hitters and around to the right. Big breaking curveball fouled off behind home plate. And the pitcher McGee is ahead 0-2. This is where McGee would prefer to be all afternoon, up in the count on these very good St. Henry hitters. Both teams batting a little over 300 per club on the year so far. Two solid offensive teams, which have gotten better and better as the season has progressed. There's a swipe at a high fastball by Beckman, and he clubs it foul into the netting above the St. Henry dugout alongside third. Still nothing and two on Beckman. One on, one out for St. Henry here in the top of the first inning. No score. Into the stretch is McGee. Fires to the plate. Curveball bounces. A good secondary lead down at first for Brookhart. Started to go, and then checked his footwork and came on back as the ball was short-hopping the catcher for Fort Loramie, Will Hoying. But he did a nice job, kept it in front of him, and he smothered it quickly. A ball and two strikes on Beckman. There's a low two-seam fastball, and the count goes to 2-2. Roger Hoying is at third for Fort Loramie. He is pretty much even with the bag. Maverick Grudich, the shortstop, shading second base. Dylan Sanders at second in the hole between first and second on the left-hand batting Beckman, who swings and skies one to short. It's Grudich roaming to his right toward the foul line. He is in the grass, snags it for the out. As the third baseman Hoying for Fort Loramie gave way to Grudich, and Maverick hauls in the short fly ball, and there are two down for St. Henry here in the top of the first inning. Runner still at first is Brookhart. And here is Eli Horseman, or I should say Drew Schwederman steps in, the first baseman, another very good hitter for this St. Henry club. Schwederman, 4-19 on the year, big right-hand batter, about 6'2.5". And on that last pitch, which was a ball, Brookhart stole second for St. Henry. He is in scoring position. Ball two upstairs. First base now open. Interesting situation here, Bryant. What do you do with the cleanup hitter with first base open? Runner at second, 2-0, two out. Lou and away, and it's 3-0. McGee,
well,
not caring to pitch for this man.
I think we've got our answer real quick, Jack.
Yeah. Single to left by Brookhart. He's down at second after the steal. Two away for St. Henry. Top of the first inning, no score. McGee throws back to Sanders, who catches the pickoff attempt behind the bag. Runner Brookhart retreats. Here is the right-hand batter, Schwederman, back in. He is in the back third of the box, pitched by McGee. Whoa, and Schwederman cuts at a 3-0 high fastball
and
whiffs on it. 3-1. Three balls and a strike on Schwederman. Outfield moderately deep for him. First baseman for St. Henry swings and misses. He had another rip at a high, hard one. Came up empty, and the count is full, 3-2. And now if you are Christian McGee for Fort Loramie, you go after this hitter, 3-2 count. Brookhart dances off second, takes it low, just below the knees, maybe off the plate a hair, and it's ball four. So a base on balls to Schwederman. And here's Eli Horseman, the right fielder for St. Henry, with runners at first and second and two out. Horseman with real good speed. He leads the club with 10 steals. He scored 15 runs, batting over 350. Runners at first and second for St. Henry in the top of the first inning. High fastball from McGee. It got away from him. And his catcher, Will Hoyne, climbed the ladder to spirit. A ball and no strikes, 1-0 on the St. Henry hitter, Eli Horseman. Two on, two out. Upstairs again. Horseman looked it over, said, uh-uh. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Horseman. There is no score in this game, but St. Henry posing a two-out threat with two on. 2-0 pitch to Horseman. Late swing and a miss. Strike one. Little hop on that pitch, Bryant, from Christian McGee.
And as you noted, Horseman was late.
Yep.
Taking a swing at it.
Good giddy-up on that fastball from the left-hander Christian McGee. Two balls, one strike, two out, two on for St. Henry. Top of the first, no score. McGee fires. There's a ball lined right at me at the press box. Oh, it missed me by about 6 inches. It hit the ledge of the window. I think I was dodging in time, Bryant, to the left.
Yes.
Had it been above the ledge, it might have plastered my cell phone. It was that close. You may have heard the big clud, if that's a word, as the ball pounded against the press box right below us. Here is the pitch to Horseman, and it is just off the plate outside. It goes full. And the base runners will be moving. 3-2 on Eli Horseman for St. Henry. 2-1, 2-out here in the top of the first inning. McGee's thrown a lot of pitches in the top half of the opening frame. He fires to Horseman way high above the helmet, and it's ball four. They're loaded for St. Henry. And it's the pitcher for St. Henry stepping in. 6'3" Lucas Clooney. He wears 24 on his back. Feet spread wide apart at the plate. Bases full. McGee disdains the stretch. He's in the windup. The pitch to Clooney. Yep, it's a strike above the belt on the outside half of the plate. Three on for St. Henry in the top of the first. No score. St. Henry 90 feet away from plating the first run. McGee tries to throw a curveball, and that one got away from him. Good job by Hoing to stick his mitt way up in the air. and snagged that one. And it's 1-1 on Clooney. Bases full for St. Henry in the top of the first. McGee swings into action. Clooney looks just below the knees, and it's 2-1. No place to put him. A walk means a run. Brookhart at third, Sweeterman at second, Horseman at first. The count, 2-2 on Clooney. He swings at an outside two-seamer and does not get a piece of it, and it's 2-2. McGee comes back even, 2-2. Good pitch. It tailed away from Clooney, and he chased it. McGee's got a pretty good changeup. He takes about 8 or 10 mile per hour off. 2-2 pitch. High fastball. Clooney went way up the ladder for it, and he could not get the bat on the ball. Fine pitch by McGee, who lured Clooney into swinging at ball three. Top of the first is in the book. St. Henry doesn't score, leaves three on, gets a hit. We go to the bottom of the first. No score. Redskins come to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
We've got fairly bright sunshine here at Fort Loramie right at the moment. Fort Loramie Redskins come to bat here in the bottom of the first inning. St. Henry left three on to start the game. We've pinpointed Christian McGee pretty well, Bryant, in our pregame, saying throwing strikes could be an issue. He's up and down in reaching the strike zone, and he flirted with disaster in the top of the opening frame.
And he certainly was up and down, Jack. St. Henry, the silver lining they can take away from that is they were able to work his pitch count up so much, 35, and they got so far deep into the lineup that their top three are guaranteed to be back at the plate no later than the third inning now.
Right.
So they've are still in a good situation there. But we saw McGee get off to a rough start against Minster, I think 3 weeks ago today, up at Wapakoneta. He settled down after that. We'll have to keep an eye on him to see if he's able to do the same today.
And will control be a factor for big right-hander Lucas Clooney for St. Henry? It can be occasionally. Both he and McGee have very good stuff. Throw hard. Need to throw strikes. For Fort Loramie here in the top of the first, it is DH Colin Lessing, second baseman Dylan Sanders, shortstop Maverick Grudich, as the pitcher Clooney fires, and it is low and in, almost caught a piece of the leadoff batter. Is that indeed Colin Lessing at the plate? Yep, it is. I was told he would lead off here today and not play second, but DH fouled away to the right. It's a ball and a strike. Defensively for St. Henry, Devin Delsite, the fine pitcher, the ace of the staff, plays third base today. Just a little above the letters, and it's a ball 2-1 on the leadoff batter Lessing, a senior for the Redskins. He has been outstanding at the plate all year, leads the club in hitting. Fouled over the press box just to our left, and it's 2-2. Delside at third, Bryce Brookhart at short, or I should say Brookhart at short for St. Henry. Second baseman Logan Link, first baseman Drew Schwederman. Outfield left to right, Nolan Kunkler, Hayden Beckman, Elijah Horseman. Low and away to Lessing, and the count goes full, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The battery Clooney on the mound for St. Henry. Caden Bergman, I should say, is the catcher. 3-2 pitch by Clooney. Tapped to third. Delsite charges. Gets it on 4 short bounces. Fires a throw to first base. And he nips Lessing by a step. Lessing taps out to Delsite at third. And here's Dylan Sanders stepping in now for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Dylan hitting well over the 300 mark. Both teams batting averages as teams above 300 on the year. There's a ball that skips through the left-hand batter's box. Sanders looks it over for ball one. Delside at third, way up in the grass. Here's the pitch to Sanders. Misses inside, and it goes to 2-0. Control so far is an issue for both starting pitchers. Clooney kicks into action. Yes, it's a strike. Low outside corner, and it's 2-1. Clooney can throw above the mid-80s. Christian McGee, low 80s for Fort Laramie. That's down in the zone, and it's 3-1. Sanders on the verge of getting a one-out walk here for Fort Laramie in the bottom of the first inning with no score. St. Henry's left fielder Kunkler pretty deep for Sanders. 3-1 pitch. Yep, outside corner at the knees, and it's 3-2. As Clooney popped the glove of his catcher, Caden Bergman. Clooney's faced fewer than 60 hitters on the year. And he misses low and away on the 3-2 pitch, and Sanders walks. He's had 3 starts, ERA of over 3, 21 strikeouts. And he gives up a walk here with 1 out. Sanders aboard for Fort Laramie. And now Maverick Grudich, the shortstop, a junior. Grudich coming off a gem of a pitching performance last week against Arushi. Or I should say earlier this week against the Raiders. Strike one called on the outside corner at the knees. Nothing in one. Delside up at third for St. Henry. Middle of the diamond infielders. Double play depth for the St. Henry Redskins. First baseman Schwederman holding on Sanders. Strike called. Good heater. Right at the belt on the inside half. And Grudich couldn't pull the trigger, and he's behind 0-2. One out for Fort Laramie, bottom of the first, one on, no score. Into the stretch is Clooney. Throws over to his first baseman, Schwederman. And sliding back in safely is Sanders. Schwederman a big target at first. He's got that inside position on the bag. Up and in pitch. It gets away from the catcher momentarily. Late start by Sanders, who puts on the brakes. Thought about hustling down to second, but thought better of it. Pretty good recovery by Caden Bergman, the St. Henry catcher. Count is a ball and 2 strikes. 1-2 here on Grudich for Fort Laramie. Grudich above the 350 mark on the year at the plate. Here's the pitch, a high fastball fouled to the screen, and it is 2-2. So far, Bryant, that high hard one's been the bread and butter for these two pitchers. Word to the wise for the hitters, lay off that one if you can.
Exactly. They are chasing after those so far.
Here is the 1-2 pitch to Sanders. Breaking ball just missed low and away. And you talk about a good eye, Bryant. Grudich at the plate. Sanders, the runner down at first. Maverick took a long stare at that breaking ball. It missed the outside corner. The count goes to 2-2. That one's way outside, and it's full. Got a big pitch coming up here. I wonder if there is a chance Sanders might be running. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Grudich back in the box. Sanders leads. Grudich hits a bouncing ball to the right side of the infield. It's gobbled up by second baseman Logan Link of St. Henry as he was striding a couple leaps to his left. Had no chance to pivot and throw back to second base for a force. Instead came on to Schwederman for the easy out in front of him at first. Two down for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the first inning. The runner Sanders after the walk moves along to second. And here's Max Kottner, the left fielder for the Redskins, who foul tips it into the mitt of Bergman, and it's a strike. Fort Loramie's been getting some clutch two-out singles here in the last couple weeks of play. Opportunity now for a big two-out hit. The pitch to Kottner is lofted way up in the air. It is in foul ground to the right side, curling out of play over the press box, and it snowballs in two strikes. Nothing in two on Kottner, the hard-hitting left fielder for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Two out in the inning for Fort Loramie. Nice lead for Sanders. He's off the bag a good 10, 12 feet at second. The pitch to Kottner is blooped over the first baseman's head. It is along the line. It's fair. Sanders wheels around third. Here he comes to the plate. He's in as the throw is up the line to third.
Well, you talked about their key two-out hitting, Jack, and they were able to get it there. Nice line drive just over the head of Schwederman at first base. Landed in shallow right.
Kottner didn't get around on it, but he got enough of the barrel on the ball. Might have struck it down toward the label a little bit. Might have been jammed a smidgen, but he inched it over the first baseman's head about 3 or 4 feet fair in the grass along the line and right. A big two-out bloop hit for the batter, Kottner, for Fort Loramie. Well done. He put it in play, and a good thing happened. And with fine wheels, zipping around to score was Sanders for Fort Loramie to make it a 1-0 game. Meanwhile, the count has gone to 2-2 on Darren Eilerman, the right fielder for Fort Loramie. His batting average continues to inch up. A little over 300 now, and the count goes to 3-2. A lot of pitches hurled by the starters, Bryant, in the first frame.
Yes. Clooney is now up to 23.
Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on the hitter, Darren Eilerman for Fort Loramie. Runner at first is Kottner, who lunges back to the bag. Pickoff attempt by Clooney of St. Henry. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Bottom of the first for Fort Loramie, which leads 1-0. Pitch to Eilerman is a fastball on the outside corner above the knees. Not sure if I mistakenly reported the count correctly before that pitch. It was 3-0. That called strike makes it 3-1 on Darren Eilerman. That's inside. He turns the body to get away from it. And Fort Loramie's got two on with two out and a run home here in the bottom of the first inning. Each pitcher, Bryant, walks a pair in the first inning. Here's Logan Eilerman, the senior center fielder for Fort Loramie. And Logan hits a ground ball to the second baseman. It's Link moving off to his left in the hole. He's got it. Throws to the first baseman, Schwederman, out at first base. But Fort Loramie grabs the lead with a run. Leaves two in the bottom of the first. We head to the second. Fort Loramie 1, St. Henry 0 on scores.broadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns, walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
And thank you so much, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, which moved from LA, California to Shelby County in the early 1980s, and we simply could not have gotten off the ground in 2006 and 7 without the assistance from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you, Local, L-A-C-A-L, Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Thanks to all the staff and associates, Mary Lee Smock, Roger Dietrich in the front office at Local, and everybody else, gratitude to all of you. Top of the second inning here at Fort Loramie, two balls, two strikes. Christian McGee is facing Nolan Kunkler, left-hand batter, and it's strike three. 2-2 pitch, mows him down, lefty on lefty, and McGee had the advantage, Brian.
Yes. We talked about his control, and he certainly was a lot more consistent on that one. Those two balls were not that high or that low.
And here, a breaking pitch to Delsite is a beauty, a strike. He bent that one in and over. Fastball away, 1-1. Third baseman, ace pitcher for St. Henry, is at the plate, Devin Delsite, for 16 on his back. Here's the windup of McGee, grounded to third. Nice play by the third baseman for Fort Loramie. Ball is right between his legs. He puts the glove down, stabs it. Good job by Roger Hoying, who zooms a bullet across the diamond to the first baseman, Calvin Hoying, for the out. One away. Delsite done 5-3 on the infield assist by the third baseman for Fort Loramie. And now stepping in is Caden Bergman, catcher for St. Henry, who hits a ground ball to short. It is right at Grudich. Grudich just beyond the grass, edge of the dirt, has it, and whips one to first base. Out! A quick inning for McGee, unlike the top of the first, as he gets St. Henry in order on less than 10 pitches. 1-2-3 for St. Henry. We go to the bottom of the second. Fort Loramie 1, St. Henry nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well
Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Two very good head coaches here today. Jeff Sanders, sixth year, mentor of the Fort Loramie baseball program. Michael Gast, year number three at St. Henry. Prior to Gast at St. Henry was John Dorner for about 30 years. He had three state championships during his long and highly successful coaching stint at St. Henry. Coach Dorner led the St. Henry Redskins to a couple of Division IV state titles, one in D3. And St. Henry, by virtue of its 7-0 record in the MAC to this point, will earn at least a share of a Midwest Athletic Conference title this season, maybe an outright championship. Coach Sanders has pieced together another fine club here at Fort Loramie. It's been improving as the spring has progressed. Same for the St. Henry Redskins. The count is 2 balls and no strikes on the first hitter for Fort Loramie, Roger Hoing. In the bottom of inning number 2, Fort Loramie tallied a run, a 2-out marker in the bottom of the first. There's a strike called, and it is 2 balls and 1 strike, 2-1 on Roger Hoing. Nolan Kunkler, Devin Delsite, and Caden Bergman went down quickly in order for St. Henry in the top of the second inning. There's a high foul out of play to the right, and the count is even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Minimum number of pitches for Christian McGee, Bryant, in the top of the second inning.
Yeah, he got out of that inning on just 8 pitches, 4 of which were strikes.
Here is the 2-2 pitch by Clooney. It's a fastball, just missed low and away, and it's full, 3-2, as the batter Roger Hoing for Fort Loramie displays a very selective eye on that pitch to the plate by Clooney.
And as we noted about McGee, his balls were much closer to the zone than they were in that first inning, too.
Fouled back. Count remains 3-2. Infield deep. Delsite will behind the bag about 15 feet at third for St. Henry. And the shortstop, Bryce Brookhart, is a step or two inside the grass at deep short. Cut on and missed for strike 3. Good swing by Hoing, but Clooney accelerated the fastball, overpowered him up in the zone, and it's a strikeout for Clooney. Here is Christian McGee, who hits like he throws from the left side. He was DH'd for when he pitched against Minster at Wapakoneta in a game we covered 3 weekends ago here on scoresbroadcast.com. Ball 1 to McGee, up and away. McGee wiggles that bat back and forth, bunts it foul off the third baseline. It's 1-1 on McGee. Got a few cumulus clouds overhead, a thin layer of some high stratus clouds with the sun shining through dimly, wind blowing in from right center field, sunshine glistening on the green grass here at the Fort Loramie Baseball Complex as McGee swings and misses, and it's 1-2. Clooney gets the ball back from his catcher, Bergman, fires again. It is called, strike 3. McGee looked it over. It was above the belt on the inside corner. I like the mechanics of plate umpire Brad Allen, Bryant. Boy, he lets you know when it is a strike called.
Former Houston head baseball coach as well as head girls basketball coach.
Yep.
He's also officiating girls basketball now, so he went from coaching to being an official.
And he has got outstanding demeanor behind the plate. His mechanics are excellent, and he's in control of this game. He's got a comfortable strike zone. No balls and a strike on Calvin Hoing for Fort Loramie. With 2 down, bottom of the first, 2 straight strikeouts by Clooney. That pitch is upstairs. Home plate umpire Allen was down in his crouch and raised up, looked over the pitch, and called it a ball. 1-1 on Calvin Hoing. fouled behind home plate on the ground, and it's 1-2. Well, if both pitchers, Bryant, can settle in and begin to hit their spots, this game could pick up speed and move along. Each pitcher has been a little bit overpowering so far. Fort Loramie did get a run in the bottom of the first with two out. There's a pitch that bounces to the plate. And it's 2-1, 2-1 on Calvin Hoying. Calvin Hoying and Roger Hoying are brothers. Outfield fairly deep and around to the left. Kunkler is about 250 from home plate. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. That was high heat. A blazer. And Clooney threw it by Calvin Hoying. We played two full innings here at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie Redskins 1, St. Henry Redskins nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
First pitch of the top of the third inning is a foul at home plate off the foot of the hitter for St. Henry, who is the club's leadoff batter in the lineup, Logan Link. He was out on a roller back to the mound to start this game off. And the count is no balls and a strike on Link. Second baseman for St. Henry. McGee throws low, and it's 1-1. Fort Loramie in front, 1-0, top of the third. So many thanks to new Sydney sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Realty 2000, Mutual Federal, and J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Hey, don't sweat it. Just jet it. The tops in underground plumbing, J&J Brodigham in Sydney. And thanks so much to these Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game, Tom and Jerry's, M&A, and Geyer's. Here's the ball bounced on. One quick hop to McGee, who spears, throws on to first. Twice in this game, Link out on ground balls, pitcher to first base. And here is Bryce Brookhart, who singled between Hoying and the third base bag at third for St. Henry back in the first inning. McGee fires curveball. Brookhart tried to bunt it and take it with him and missed. Didn't get a piece of it. Strike one. We've got plenty of hazy sunshine here at Fort Loramie on this Saturday, which has turned out to be a fine day for high school baseball. There's a high curve. 1-1. Home plate umpire Brad Allen looked it over and said, I'm not going to give you that high breaking ball, which at the front of home plate is above the letters. 1-1. McGee pitches, and that one's around the plate outside. 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Brookhart. Outfield pretty much straight away. Right fielder for Fort Loramie shades the line. Strike called. And it is 2-1 on Brookhart. Darren Eilerman shades the right field foul stripe. There's a strike on the inside corner. I was mistaken on the count. I had it at two balls and a strike. It was 2-2. And I tell you what, Christian McGee threaded the needle a two-seamer inside corner at the belt. Brookhart leaned away, and it was called strike three. Brookhart is out, and Hayden Beckman steps in as both pitchers begin to pick up a little steam. There's a curve that floats high on Beckman. Yeah. Left-hand batter was out on a pop to shortstop in the first inning. There's a ball lined by Beckman. He spikes one into right, a base hit on one bounce to Darren Eilerman, the right fielder for the Redskins. Beckman displaying why he is a 400 hitter as he went down and ripped that breaking pitch from McGee on a line to right. Base runner for St. Henry with two out in the third. And stepping in now, Drew Schwederman. Big right-hand batter, first baseman. Ball bounces, and it's blocked at the plate. Nice job by the Redskins catcher. Well done by Will Hoying. Beckman stays tied at first. A ball and no strikes. Two out for St. Henry. Top of the third. Fort Loramie leads 1-0. McGee in the stretch. Throws over to first base. Runner is back. Bryant, we've got a great view of McGee's move. We are seated virtually above the first base bag. We can tell when he's going to throw one to us.
Yes.
There's a pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. It hugged the edge. And the hitter, Schwederman, glared at it. And the umpire, Brad Allen, made a good call and said it caught the corner. 1-1 on Schwederman, the first baseman for St. Henry. Runner at first, Hayden Beckman for the St. Henry Redskins. McGee throws over there to chase Beckman back. 1-1, two out. There goes Beckman, the pitch to Schwederman. Breaking ball, throw down to second late. It gets through short and past the second baseman. Backing up is Logan Eilerman on the grass in short center field. Halting Beckman down at second base. He picked a good pitch on which to run, Bryant.
Yes, he did.
It was off speed. The count, a ball and two strikes. St. Henry, a base hit from tying this game up. McGee to Schwederman. There's a high, hard one. Swung on and missed, and right away. As on the next pitch, after the runner for St. Henry gets to second, McGee K's Schwederman, who chased the ball out of the zone. We go to the bottom of the third. Fort Loramie still leads St. Henry 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
So many thanks to a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, located on East Main Street, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, up to several hundred pounds. And our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Well, a hit batsman for Fort Loramie starts off the bottom of the third inning, Brian.
Lessing was absolutely nailed in the back by one pitch. He was looking to bunt before that. He gets to go to first base after enduring a little bit of pain.
So a leadoff HBP hit the pitch. Colin Lessing is at first, and Dylan Sanders has to spin away. That pitch is up over the bill of the helmet. A ball and no strikes on him.
Yeah, Clooney looked better control-wise in the second. Struck out all three Fort Loramie batters he faced. A little more wild so far here in this third.
Lucas Clooney, the pitcher for St. Henry. Big right-hander. Wheels throws the ball over to first base. Lessing steps back. Delsite to third for St. Henry up in the grass, expecting a bunt here from Dylan Sanders for the Redskins, the second baseman. That pitch is wide, and it is 2-0. Two balls, no strikes on Sanders. Fort Loramie tallied a run in the first on a two-out hit along the line and right by Max Kottner, which scored Dylan Sanders. Pitch to Dylan, a strike, and it's 2-1. Two balls, a strike on Sanders. No one out for Fort Loramie, bottom of the third. Fort Loramie 1, St. Henry nothing. Clooney swings into action. Runner goes. Bergman's throw to second, very high, over the head of the shortstop. And the second baseman, Link, catches just before the ball reaches the outfield grass. Stealing second is Lessing. The count missed the strike zone, or I should say the pitch missed it. And Sanders is at 2-2 at the plate for Fort Loramie with no out. Runner at second. Stretching, pitching is Clooney. Low and away, and it's full. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Sanders. No way he's bunting here. Not going to move the man to third at this point. He's already in scoring position. Oh, there's a nice throwback by the pitcher Clooney. Play was on as the shortstop Brookhart sneaked in behind Lessing, and the play was fairly close. Safe call. 3-2 pitch upcoming from Clooney of St. Henry. Check swing foul at home plate off the bat of Sanders, who started to go. The pitch to the plate looked like it was going to be in the zone. Tearing for third was Lessing. Was he going with the pitch, Bryant?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was
around. You don't see a check swing hit the bat often.
Lessing with a lead at second, trying to get a secondary jump. Clooney looks back. Pitch to Sanders, low and outside for ball four. And Fort Loramie has two on with no one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Now Maverick Grudich, and a bunt is in order for sure here. If it were a Major League Baseball Saturday afternoon game, Brian, I would say the bunt is not in order. But in a high school contest, yep, it is. Two on for Fort Loramie. Here is the very first pitch delivered by Clooney to Grudich, and it's a strike right at the belt on the outside half. Head coach Jeff Sanders flashing signals down at third. Here's the one-strike pitch to Grudich. Up and in, almost nicked the shoulder of Grudich, and it's 1-1. So far, Grudich not showing signs of bunting, and considering the control trouble here for Clooney, maybe you don't bunt. Grudich stretches, or I should say Grudich maneuvers around to bunt, takes the pitch. It glances off the shoulder of the catcher. Bergman rolls to the backstop. and the runners move up. That's why you don't punt the baseball. You took advantage of the pitcher's lack of control right there. Don't know if that's a wild pitch or a passed ball. Nonetheless, it got away from Bergman, and the runners have moved up to second and third with no out, 2-1 on Grudich. And Grudich tried to put one down there, call it a safety squeeze, and it was fouled to the screen, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Grudich, who will be swinging away here as Clooney, the St. Henry pitcher, tries to work out of a jam. He fires to Grudich, and he spoils it, spraying a foul to the screen. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Grudich. Infield for St. Henry, way up in the grass. Delsite at third, Brookhart at short, Link at second, and even the first baseman, Schwederman. Here's the pitch, skied, out of play, foul between home and first. And it's still a two-ball, two-strike count on Maverick Grudich for Fort Loramie. The junior was out second base to first in the initial inning of this game. Here's the pitch, check swing, fouled again. Boy, it's a big-time eight-pitch at bat here for the swinger, Grudich. First base open, Clooney needs a strikeout in the worst way here for St. Henry. Outfield at medium depth, the fly ball is probably going to score the run from third fairly easily. Here's the upcoming 2-2 pitch, way high, a good 9 feet off the ground. What a play by the catcher, Bergman. Bryant, he speared that in the upper corner of the catcher mitt. If he doesn't hang on, a run probably scores from third. Here's the full count pitch, and it's flied to the right side in foul territory. Schwederman gives chase. As I look out the window at the end of the press box, no catch by Schwederman. He was on the pitching mound in the bullpen. Made a good dash for it. Couldn't complete the play. As the hitter, Grudich, stays alive for another pitch. Full count all over again. Two on for Fort Loramie. Bottom of the third. Redskins of Fort Loramie lead St. Henry 1-0. 3-2 pitch to Grudich from Clooney. Here it is, and it plucks him in the back. Way inside. And we may see Michael Gast, head coach of St. Henry, stride to the mound here. Yep, we do. Hit by pitch, bases full. Lessing, Sanders, Grudich aboard. They're full for St. Henry. Or I should say for Fort Loramie. Bottom of the third, Fort Loramie with none out, bases loaded. Fort Loramie leads 1-0 over St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Fort Loramie has the bases full, leading 1-0. None out here in the bottom of the third. Swing and a foul to the screen off the bat of Max Kottner. Infield for St. Henry is up snug. What St. Henry needs is a ground ball right at an infielder and then a throw to home, back down to first, double play. The pitch to Clooney, it hits the helmet of the batter. Thought for an instant it might have hit the tip end of the bat. No, it caught the helmet of Kottner, and the ball ricocheted to the screen. Two straight hit batsmen, and Fort Loramie plates a run to go up 2-0 here in the bottom of the third, and they're still loaded for Darren Eilerman.
Now, that's the third hit batter of the inning. And then Sanders got on base by a walk. So Fort Laramie is low to the bases and scored a run without a hit.
And the pitch is low and away to Darren Eilerman. I tell you what, Bryant, we forecasted this game in the pregame right on the money, talking about the control of these two pitchers being key to their success this afternoon. Pitch to Eilerman. Yep, it's a strike. Thigh high, inside corner. One ball, one strike on Darren Eilerman. Max Kottner, by the way, who was just hit by a pitch for Fort Laramie, singled in the first run in the first inning. Darren Eilerman walked, and Darren Eilerman paced the line drive, single into right field. He powered it on one bounce to the right fielder, Horseman, and the runner on third for Fort Laramie darts home. Everybody moves up one, single to right field by Eilerman, and Fort Laramie leads it 3-0 as Logan Eilerman steps in, and St. Henry has action in the bullpen. Still none out for Fort Laramie in the bottom of the third. Bases loaded. Logan Eilerman steps in. He swings and lost one along the right field line, and it's slicing foul into the bullpen, out of play. A strike on Logan Eilerman of Fort Laramie, which is on top 3-0, bottom of the third. Pitcher throwing for St. Henry in the St. Henry Redskins bullpen. Down the line beyond third. There's a swing and a miss at the plate by Logan Eilerman, and it's nothing in two. Infield up for St. Henry. Boy, they need a ground ball right at somebody. And there it is, a bouncing ball to second. Nice play by Link. Throw to the plate. It is a force out, but the catcher, Bergman, applies the tag, and it's an out. It goes from Link to Bergman. 4-2. That was a force, Bryant, but the pitcher appeared, I should say the catcher, appeared to be blocking the plate and made a tag. Fortunately, the ball didn't get away. I'm not sure if the foot was on home plate or not anyway, but nonetheless, it is a big force out. A one bouncer to second as that play went from 4-2. Fort Laramie has scored two in the inning. Base is still full. One out for Roger Hoying, the third baseman. It's fouled to the screen, and the count goes to nothing and two.
Well, St. Henry needed something like that that keeps it at this point from getting out of hand. Redskins, St. Henry Redskins, that is.
Yep, exactly.
Are able to stay in the game right now.
And St. Henry got what it needed, a bouncer right at an infielder. Curveball by Clooney around the inside corner, called a ball by home plate umpire Brad Allen.
But Fort Laramie, again, just with one out, still looking to add to this three-run lead here.
Roger Hoying was one of three strikeout victims by pitcher Clooney back in the second. Looks at one low, and it's two balls, two strikes, nowhere to put him.
And again, Clooney looked so much better in that second inning, struck out three batters.
Bases loaded for Fort Laramie. Clooney throws low and away. It rolls away from Bergman, who steps through the left-hand batter's box to scoop it up.
But after those three strikeouts in that second, he hit a batter, walked, and then hit two more batters to start off this third inning.
And here's the full count pitch to Roger Hoying. Nowhere to put him. Clooney fires. Bouncing ball to third. In the hole between third and short, and through for a base hit. Brookhart at deep short tried to back in. Couldn't make a play. Everybody moves up another 90 feet. Station to station action on the bases. And the bouncing ball single into left on a 3-2 pitch delivered to Roger Hoying. Extends Fort Laramie's lead to 4-0. Timely hitting here by the Fort Laramie Redskins as Darren Eilerman and Roger Hoying have singled in runs here in the third. And Fort Laramie now owns a 4-0 advantage. And the bases are still full. Remains to be seen how much longer St. Henry head coach Michael Gast goes with Clooney on the mound. And here is the Fort Laramie hitter, who is Christian McGee, who swung from the left side his first time at bat, Bryant. He's batting from the right here with the bases full. Swing and a miss by McGee. My mistake. We've got a pinch hitter. McGee no doubt will re-enter as we check the Fort Loramie depth chart. And the cap goes to 0-2 on Levi Gebhardt. Levi often DHs, will occasionally hit in that fourth spot in the order. And I'm sure McGee will re-enter. Pitch to Gebhardt, low and away. And the count is two strikes and a ball on him as the overcast skies dim the sun dramatically at the moment. Wind blowing in from center. Pitch by Clooney. Gebhardt bends at the waist, looks it over low, and it's 2-2. Head coach Jeff Sanders of Fort Loramie trying to get one more big base hit. Sent up Gebhardt to hit for McGee, who will re-enter, and he cuts and misses at a low outside pitch. Big strikeout for Clooney of St. Henry. Here's Calvin Hoeing, 17. Bases full, two down. Pitch to Hoeing. Low and in for a ball. For a moment there, Bryant had given Christian McGee the switch hitting status. He bats and throws from the left side. I had him momentarily hitting from the right, but he was batted for by Gebhardt. Ball fouled at home plate, a ball and a strike. 1-1 on Calvin Hoeing. Swing and a fine pitch by Clooney. It was below the knees, over the plate, but low, and it's 1-2. Bases loaded for Fort Loramie. Two down, bottom of the third. Three runs in. Fort Loramie 4, St. Henry nothing. Pitch by Clooney. Curveball, a big hook, and it froze the Fort Loramie batter. It's in and over. First strike, 3 called. Good decision by the plate umpire, Brad Hallen. That was maybe Clooney's best pitch of this game, and it came at a good time. Although Fort Loramie does damage. 3 runs scored by Fort Loramie. We head to the fourth. Fort Loramie 4, St. Henry nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
You know, we've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway Styling Salon. Deb Gubo is the owner and stylist. Additional stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. Here is St. Henry batting in the top of the fourth inning and reaching out and poking a single to left field is the leadoff batter in the top of the fourth, right fielder Eli Horstman. Good piece of hitting as he got the barrel out over the plate, didn't take a full swing, and just stuck it into short left over the head of Fort Loramie's third baseman Roger Hoying, and it's a hit for Horstman. Third hit of this game for St. Henry, which trails 4-0 top of the fourth. McGee with a throw over to first. Here is the St. Henry batter stepping in. It is Lucas Clooney, the pitcher, and St. Henry's head coach Michael Gast having a short conversation with the base umpire at the moment about the Christian McGee pickoff move to first. It is tricky and yes, deceptive indeed.
Not that I think it would have made much of a difference the way Clooney was going, Jack, but we definitely won't be seeing him for too long because his pitch count has ballooned up to 86, so unless he would be able to go the next few innings with limited pitch counts, he'll be gone soon anyway. Wouldn't be surprised if St. Henry changes for the next inning as it is.
Eli Horstman has just advanced 90 feet down to second on a wild pitch from Christian McGee. The count, 1-0, no strikes on Clooney. St. Henry trying to chip away at this Fort Loramie 4-0 lead, has a runner down at second, none out in the top of the fourth inning. And the hitter is Lucas Clooney. He struck out to end the first inning for St. Henry. McGee fires. Clooney looks at one wide, and it's 2-0. McGee can ill afford to start falling behind hitters. Sure can't afford to give up bases on balls. 4-0 lead, pitch to contact here. It's wide, and it's 3-0. Nolan Kunkler, who is hitting well over 400 on deck for St. Henry, to be followed by Devin Delsite, the third baseman. Ball four to Clooney. He's on. Up there's that nemesis for pitchers who have spotty control on occasion. It's that base on balls, and Clooney is at first base. Eli Horstman, who had singled and advanced on a wild pitch, is at second. And here's left-hand batting Nolan Kunkler, who struck out to start the second inning earlier in this game for St. Henry. It is a 4-0 lead for Fort Loramie. Here's a bunt out in front of the plate. Nice play by the Fort Loramie catcher. Throw to first may not be in time. It's ruled safe. As the catcher for Fort Loramie, Will Hoying, pounced on it fairly quickly, but didn't throw a strike to first with a lot of steam on it. And the ball arrived just at the same time Kunkler, the batter runner, got there. Ruled safe. Good call by the base umpire from the middle of the diamond. It was one of those same timers. And the throw did not beat the runner. Ruled safe. That was the right decision. And St. Henry's got the bases loaded. Ground ball to third. We got a tag out at third base by Fort Loramie. And then a throw to first is late. Run scores. Runner on second was tagged out by Roger Hoying. Alert play by him. Runners at first and second for St. Henry with one out here in the top of the fourth. A run in. That was Devin Delsite, who was out on the, or I should say, who is safe on the fielder's choice at first. Tag out at third by Fort Loramie on the runner moving from second to third. And here is Caden Bergman, the St. Henry catcher, crucial at bat here in this game as St. Henry has struck for a run to make it a 4-1 contest. One out, two on for St. Henry in the top of the fourth inning. Bergman was out, short to first, back in the second. Here is the one-strike pitch from McGee coming up to Bergman. Outfield in. Pitch to Bergman up high. 1-1 count on the St. Henry catcher. Even with the bag at third is Roger Hoing for Fort Loramie, who just made the last put out down at third base, fielding the ground ball and tagging the runner, moving from second to third. Runners lead at first and second. McGee in the stretch. Important batter here. Bergman squares to bunt. Looks at a pitch, which I think was a strike or was it ruled outside. Throw to third. Runner steals. Double steal is converted successfully by St. Henry. It was ruled over the plate. Strike two called. Signaled by the plate ump, Brad Allen. 1-2 on Bergman. And now St. Henry has a second and third run perched at second and third base. A bouncing ball to the plate by McGee, and it goes past the catcher all the way to the backstop. And the wildness of McGee, as it has for Clooney, costs him here in this inning. And St. Henry scores a run, and another runner is 90 feet from home plate. Wild pitch. Run in, 4-2 game, 2-2 pitch to Bergman with one out. McGee fires, it bounces, gets away from the catcher, good hustle by Will Hoing, and it's full, 3-2. One of these games, Bryant, where the pitch count is going to get to both starting hurlers.
Yeah, McGee is up over 70 now, 73, I believe, after that last pitch.
3-2 pitch to Bergman, hit hard to third. Third baseman for Fort Loramie gets it, throws to first. It short hops the first baseman, and it's not played cleanly over there. A run scores, would have scored anyway. That was an attempt at the second out, but the runner reaches. That goes as an E5.
That popped right out of Hoing's glove at first.
He attempted to short hop it. Throw did not reach first base on a fly. And a third run is in for St. Henry in the frame. And it's 4-3. Runner at first, one away. Bouncing ball to the plate. Logan Link, the batter. He's tapped to the mound twice in this game. Once sharply. A little roller back in the first inning.
That air is the first we've seen today.
Here is the pitch by McGee to Link. Strike above the belt right down the middle. And the count goes to 1-1. Boy, the little things in high school baseball add up quickly. A three-run bottom of the third for Fort Loramie. St. Henry has come back with three in the top of the fourth. Fort Loramie had scored a run in the first. It's a 4-3 Fort Loramie lead. Here's the pitch by McGee. Bouncing ball off the line at third, fouled out of play. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two on Logan Link. Leadoff batter in the St. Henry lineup, the second baseman. St. Henry now with the tying run at first. One away still. McGee stretching, pitches to Link. Wow. Way up and out of the strike zone. That got away from McGee plenty. It just slipped out of his hands. Went all the way to the screen. And St. Henry now with the tying run at second on the wild pitch. Count a ball and two strikes on Link. 4-3 lead for Fort Loramie. It was 4-0 heading into the top of the inning. There's a high pop. It is curling to the right in foul ground, down to a right at the end of the press box, and it is caught on the play nicely by Calvin Hoing, first baseman for Fort Loramie. Runner stays put at second base for St. Henry, and there are now two away on the pop to first. Here is Bryce Brookhart, who has singled and struck out in this game so far for St. Henry. Brookhart with a base hit, swings here, loops one to center. Eilerman charges, gloves for the out. ball was in on the knuckles. Brookhart had singled safely back in the first inning. Flies to short center here. Inning is over for St. Henry. But St. Henry tallies three and cuts the Fort Loramie lead from 4-0 to 4-3. We head to the bottom of the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGIncOH.com.
Well, we've got a new pitcher on the bump for St. Henry, Bryant, and he wears 3-3 on his back, and it's a number I simply do not have. I've got the full St. Henry varsity roster in front of me, and I am embarrassed to say I don't have a 33 on my list. Pitching change for St. Henry here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Fort Loramie comes calling up by a run. And where is Fort Loramie in the batting order? Fort Loramie Redskins are back up at the top with Colin Lessing stepping in. Feet a couple feet apart at the plate. And the opening pitch hits him on the backside. I'm not sure if that is... That's a short last name. That might be Emmett LeBrun on the mound. I could be mistaken. Got a hit batsman, and boy, we have had several of those in this game, as the pitchers we've seen have lacked control big time. So it's a 4-3 contest, and Colin Lessing is being pinch run for here by Fort Loramie. It is Will Hoing stepping onto the diamond for Lessing. With the score 4-3, Fort Loramie on top, bottom of the fourth. Fort Loramie with a run in the first, three in the third. St. Henry, three in the fourth. So it's a one-run contest. Got a short lead at first by Hoing. Second man in the order for Fort Loramie steps in. And it is Dylan Sanders who looks at a strike. It is right in there, just above the knees, down the middle. Lessing, who was just hit by the pitch, has been hit twice in this game, has bounced to third. Here's a bunt out in front of the plate. It is a very good one. The pitcher for St. Henry off the mound in a jiffy whips a bullet to Schwederman at first for the out. And moving down to second is the pinch runner for Fort Loramie, Will Hoing. So Fort Loramie's got a runner in scoring position as Maverick Grudich steps in for Fort Loramie here in the fourth inning. Grudich looks at a breaking ball in and over at the knees for a strike. Nothing and one on Grudich. No balls and a strike on Grudich. Runner at second now for Fort Loramie, which is up a run, bottom of the fourth. Curveball bounces. Hoing scoots from second to third, beats the throw. Ball got away from Bergman. Wild pitch. So now Fort Loramie has a fifth run in potential scoring position down at third. A ball, a strike, an out here in the fourth. 1-1 pitch on the way to the batter, Grudich. Oh, he bunts back to the mound. It's a safety squeeze. Well executed by St. Henry. A clean play. Pitcher to catcher out at the plate. On at first is Grudich. Well done by St. Henry, as the mistake made there by Fort Loramie was bunting the ball directly back to the pitcher. It was straight at him. He came off the mound in a heartbeat and made the play at the plate. So Fort Loramie has a runner at first with two down. And here is Max Kottner hitting. I thought that was Clooney on the back of the St. Henry jersey. It is David Clooney now pitching for St. Henry. David Clooney, wearing 33, could have surmised that's his JV number. Here is a two-out pitch to the plate. Swung on, popped up in the middle of the diamond. Brookhart's got a good look at it for St. Henry. He catches for the out as the hitter, Kottner, is denied. And Fort Loramie, which had a runner at third in that frame, doesn't score. We move to the fifth. It's Fort Loramie 4, St. Henry 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Well, this is a critical part of this game. Fort Loramie clings to a 4-3 lead over St. Henry. We enter the fifth, and St. Henry bats Hayden Beckman, Drew Schwederman, Eli Horseman, 3, 4, and 5 against Christian McGee, who's up a strike, and now he's up 2 strikes on the hitter Beckman. Real good curveball there. Beckman watched it catch the outside edge. Beckman has popped to short and singled in this game so far. Left-hand batter against left-hand pitcher. Curveball is inside, and it's 2-2. Nice job by David Clooney out of the bullpen in the fourth inning for St. Henry. I thought that was Clooney. His JV number is 33. And backup pitcher for St. Henry. Not only did he pitch well, he made a fine play hustling off the mound to field a safety squeeze bunt and get an out at the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. McGee to Beckman. None out in the fifth. Hard ground ball to short. It is fielded by Grudich. Grudich rifles a throw to first. Out. Grudich to Calvin Hoing, 6-3. One away for St. Henry. here in the top of the fifth inning. The pitch count for Christian McGee got off to an accelerated start, then it slowed down. Not sure Christian will be able to complete this game on the mound. He's got to be efficient from here on.
Yes, he's at 84 right now.
And the max limit is
125, I believe.
That's what I thought, 125. No balls, or I should say one ball, no strikes. And now 1-1 on Schwederman, who takes a roundhouse wallop and misses. One out for St. Henry in the top of the fifth. McGee throws high, and it's 2-1. Fort Loramie 4, St. Henry 3. The wildness for pitchers here today has gotten them in trouble. And that wildness has led to runs. There's a foul to the screen by Schwederman, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Schwederman. 4-3, Fort Loramie lead. One down for St. Henry in the top of the fifth. McGee misses just a smidgen high, and it goes full. 3-2. Outfield deep for Schwederman. Here's the windup by McGee. Full count pitch is inside. Might have nicked the knee of the batter. Good illustration by the plate umpire, Brad Allen, who lets us know that is exactly what happened. And that is another hit batsman in this game. First time McGee has done so on the mound for Fort Loramie. But the Fort Loramie Redskins have benefited from four total.
Four, yes, yep.
That's five in this game. So St. Henry has a runner down at first in the person of Schwederman. One out, Eli Horseman from the right side swings, and he drills a long one to deep center. Logan Eilerman on his horse, retreating, and he's got it for the out. Runner back to first. That ball off the bat of Horseman looked like it might sail beyond Logan Eilerman in deep center for Fort Loramie, but the wind blowing in assisted the home team, and Logan Eilerman was able to track it down. So it is a deep out to center off the bat of Horseman, who struck that one right on the barrel. And here is Lucas Clooney hitting a ball, no strikes on him for St. Henry. There's a high foul out of play to the right into the batting cage beyond the end of the first base dugout. A ball and a strike on Clooney. Two down for St. Henry here in the top of the fifth. And Fort Loramie leads it 4-3. As Bryant noted seconds ago, Christian McGee at, 80-plus on pitches?
Yes.
Foul to the screen.
He is now 95.
Ooh. So he is 30 from the max limit here today. He could get it done, but he's got to economize from here on out. He swings into action to Clooney, and it's upstairs. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. He's got a little bit of a herky-jerky move on the mound, does McGee, with runners on, and it is deceptive. Tying run at first for St. Henry. Top of the fifth, pitch to Clooney. Low, and it's 3-2. And Schwederman, the base runner, will be going. 3-2, two out for St. Henry. Top of the fifth inning. There he goes. The pitch is low and in. Ball four. Two on for St. Henry here in the top of the fifth. The base knock here would even the count. Very good hitter at the plate. Nolan Kunkler for St. Henry. Left-hand batter steps in. Kunkler, 306, or I should say 444 on the year. Kunkler from the left-hand side. Outfield plays into the right. And St. Henry now with a chance to tie this game up. Head coach Michael Gast makes a runner change out at second as Fort Loramie Conference's 4-3. Fort Loramie top of the fifth, 2-1, 2-out for St. Henry. Gives us the opportunity to tell you all about Jackson Center Pro Hardware. You won't believe the savings there. At 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, price cuts on DeWalt Power Tools. You'll also receive free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. And third, also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. Here's McGee with a throwback to second, safe. Runners at first and second for St. Henry, top of the fifth, two out. Fort Loramie up by a scant run, 4-3. The batter, Kunkler, from the left side, slightly open stance. The left-hander, McGee, throws an outside curveball, and it is a ball and no strikes on Kunkler. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, like it on Facebook, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Pitch to Kunkler, low and away. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0. Two on for St. Henry, top of the fifth. Fort Loramie up a run. St. Henry threatening in this frame thanks to a walk and a hit batsman. Pitch to Kunkler, way high. Good effort by the catcher, Will Hoying, for Fort Loramie, who surged off the ground to get it. 3-0 count. I tell you what, if Kunkler gets a good one, he'll be swinging. And it is ball four in. They're loaded for St. Henry. Go-ahead run at second. Tying run at third. Head coach Jeff Sanders of Fort Loramie allowing the pitcher McGee to work through this jam. No one throwing in the Fort Loramie bullpen. Two walks, a hit batsman. And here is Devin Delsite with the bases full for St. Henry. Curveball, a high one, fouled off behind home plate. No balls and a strike. Delsite, Bryant, had a hanger right there. It was a curveball up in the zone. Good pitch to hit. Just didn't square it up. No balls and a strike. McGee disdains the stretch. He's into the windup. The pitch to Delsite. Fly ball to right field to Darren Eilerman. He coasts over toward the line and spears it with his glove hand. Routine play. St. Henry leaves 3. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Fort Loramie 4, St. Henry 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
And once again, don't forget Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. You won't believe the savings at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Fort Loramie bats in the bottom of the fifth, leading St. Henry 4-3. Sophomore David Clooney, who pitched well in relief in the fourth. In fact, he hustled off the mound, fielded a safety squeeze bunt about 40 feet from home plate, made a perfect pitch to his catcher Bergman to nail a potential fifth run for Fort Loramie in that last inning. Here, Clooney is behind 3-0 on the leadoff hitter, Darren Eilerman, for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the fifth inning. Eilerman, with his feet close together in the box, looks at a pitch right down the pipe. 3-1. Darren Eilerman has walked and singled so far in this game. Senior right fielder for Fort Loramie looks at a pitch in and over, strike two. Look like a fastball, two-seamer. Little movement on it. Full count. Clooney to Eilerman. Winds, fires. Oh, a good low pitch. Strike three. It sunk on Darren. And Darren Eilerman for Fort Loramie cut over the top of it. Coming back all the way was David Clooney from 3-0 on the mound for St. Henry to whiff Eilerman. Bottom of the fifth, 4-3, Fort Loramie. Here's Logan Eilerman at the plate. He has bounced out twice in the infield. There's a ball that bounces, 1-0 on him. Cloud cover thickening up here at Fort Loramie at the moment. Wind still blowing in from center right center field. Here's the windup, the pitch by Clooney to Logan Eilerman. Topped at home plate, foul, and it's 1-1. 320 to left, 305 to the right field foul pole, 370 to center, 350 in the alley to left center here at Fort Loramie, and 340 in the alley to the scoreboard in right center. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Eilerman. Oh, what a hook. Big bender by Clooney, and Logan Eilerman was still at the plate. And he watched it break over. Well done pitch. Nicely executed by Clooney. 1-2. Curveball smoked hard into left field over Delsite, the third baseman for St. Henry. It's down the line. Kunkler hustles over, hugging the line to scoop it up. Long single to left by Logan Eilerman of Fort Loramie. Good piece of hitting. He pulled his hands in to his body to get the barrel of the bat on the ball. And he stroked a base hit to left, did Logan Eilerman. Here's Roger Hoying. He has struck out and singled so far in this game for Fort Loramie, which leads 4-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Logan Eilerman on at first. Ball a little up and in on the hitter, Roger Hoying for Fort Loramie. Brian, I love the work of the home plate umpire, Brad Allen. He will let you know when a close pitch is a ball. He will bellow out, ball. There he bellows out, strike. In and over, 1-1.
I'm sure all his years as a baseball coach lent him a unique perspective on how to umpire.
Yep, he is doing a great job. 1-1 pitch, steal attempt at second, high throw, runner is ruled out at second base. And that's one I think that, Bryant, a review might overturn. Unless the plate was blocked by the fielder who took the throw. Because it appeared as though Logan Eilerman got there before the ball was dropped down on his leg and the tag was applied.
And Burkhart just absolutely had to leap to get that.
There's a tapper to third to Delsite. He charges, makes a throw on the run, not in time at first base. And I tell you what, that out call on the steal attempt looms big in this inning. So it is an infield hit on the play for Roger Hoying. Two hits for him in this game. And Christian McGee, who struck out twice, is at the plate here for Fort Loramie. Boy, I'd like to see a replay of that steal attempt at second base. Here's McGee bunting. Oh, it's a dandy. It's up the third baseline. It's in no man's land. No one will make a play. In fact, the third baseman and pitcher for St. Henry look at each other. And until McGee reaches first, that's when the ball is finally picked up. Splendid bunt by McGee. Single for him. Three hits in the inning for Fort Loramie. Runners at first and second with two out. And here's Calvin Hoying, a big two-out at bat. Runners in scoring position. Throw back to first. Christian McGee ducks in under the tag, safe. Fort Loramie trying to play add-on, get an insurance run. Runners at first and second with two out. That was Brookhart, or was it Link, who took the throw down at second on that steal, Bryant?
That was Brookhart.
Here's the pitch to the plate, and it's ruled a ball out of the zone. And again, he may have had a shoe or a shin on the corner of the bag. Could have prevented the runner from getting in there. Here's a swing and a ball drilled hard between third and short. And the runner at second for Fort Loramie wheels around third and stays put. Calvin Hoying scalded a single. That ball was hammered in the hole in a line. Never got off the ground, but more than 5 or 6 feet. One long hop to the left fielder, Kunkler, who got a throw into the diamond in a hurry. And you don't see this very often, Bryant. Four hits in an inning and not a run.
Right, yes.
And Fort Loramie has now tallied in this game, what, a grand total of seven hits, four runs to lead it 4-3, bases full, conference at home plate, as the Redskins head coach Jeff Sanders consults with plate umpire Brad Allen, as Michael Gast, head coach of St. Henry, takes the stroll to the mound to meet up with his infielders. And let's see what we have as wheels continue to turn. Can we take a short break, Bryant? We've got time for a mini commercial with Fort Loramie leading 4-3, bottom of the fifth, bases full, two down on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Yep, another critical juncture in this game. If St. Henry wants to stay in touch of Fort Loramie, St. Henry needs an out here if they want to stay close with their home standing Redskins. St. Henry needs to stop this offensive surge at this point. Bases full, two away. Colin Lessing at the plate, top hitter in the Fort Loramie lineup, looks at a pitch from David Clooney, low and in. It's in the dirt, smothered by Bergman, the catcher. 4-3, Fort Loramie, bases full, two out, bottom of the fifth inning. St. Henry's infielders on the move. We've got a near pickoff at first base. And I'll tell you what, the Fort Loramie runner appeared to be nabbed. We had a good look at it, Bryant. We are right above the first base bag in the press box. And I'm telling you, I thought Calvin Hoying was out by an eyelash.
I think so, too.
Yep.
But Fort Loramie still We'll try to take advantage of the opportunity here with the bases loaded to try to get a run.
Here's a curveball thrown by Clooney, grounded to Brookhart at short. He moves to his right, makes the play in front of him at third. Force out is good at third base. Brookhart to Delsite, and St. Henry gets out of the bases full jam. We played five full. It is Fort Loramie 4, St. Henry 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
A pitching change for Fort Loramie here in the top of the sixth inning. It is Maverick Grudich on the mound, having pitched seven innings, a complete game on Tuesday against Rushi. He tries to close out the deal here on this Saturday afternoon against St. Henry. With Fort Loramie in front by a count of 4-3, we go to the top of the sixth. Bryant, I love baseball. Because of what I saw in that last half inning, four hits, a lot of movement on the base paths, a couple of really close calls, one at second. It could have gone either way. Pickoff right below us here at first. Well executed by St. Henry. Could have gone either way. Here is the first batter for St. Henry, looping a ball off the knuckles into short left field. It falls for a base hit. Good piece of hitting by St. Henry's Caden Bergman, the catcher for St. Henry, singles to short left off Grudich to start the sixth.
Yeah, that's been a big complaint about the major leagues for several years, Jack, as it's turned into a lot of home runs and a lot of strikeouts and not a lot of action on the bases. Come to a high school game and you will see a different game for sure, style.
Yeah, in the span of maybe an inning, you'll see a little bit of everything, as we did in the bottom of the fifth for Fort Loramie. An anomaly, though, four hits, not a run. And now St. Henry has the tying run at first with none out, top of the sixth inning. We turn the lineup over for St. Henry. Here's Logan Link. Wonder if he will be bunting. Bergman at first. Grudich, who threw a gem against Rushi on Tuesday, throws to the plate. Good bunt by Link. And here's the throw across the diamond by Fort Loramie as the runner on first turned second, went to third. The throw was high, and the runner on first base, who is advanced up on the sacrifice bunt, comes all the way around the bases to score. He wheeled 270 feet from first to home, throwing error by Fort Loramie, well over the head of the third baseman. It was an excellent bunt blink. It was going to be a sacrifice. He was nailed at first base, but then the runner for St. Henry, Bergman, who moved up from first to second with the bunt, just kept on going because third base didn't appear to be covered very well. And Fort Loramie overthrew third so badly that Bergman just kept right on going around third and trotted home, and we're tied at four here in the top of the sixth inning. And about the moment you say, I've seen a little bit of everything in high school baseball, you see more of what you did not expect. And the count here is ball four. Four quick balls thrown by Grudich to Brookhart, the second man in the order for St. Henry, the shortstop. He is on at first on the walk. And we have a tie game at four. We are in the top of the sixth inning. And here is Hayden Beckman, center fielder for St. Henry, left-hand batter against the pitcher Grudich. Throw to first, runner safe. Beckman has popped to short, grounded to short, and singled. Left-hand batter, fine season for him at the plate. Beckman very deep in the box. 405 coming in, leading the team in base knocks, a couple of triples. I tell you what, Bryant, the team that plays the tighter defense in a pretty competitive high school baseball game usually comes out on top. Limit the walks, pitch to contact, play better defense, and more often than not, you win a close game. Steal attempt. Fort Loramie with a throw down to second. Here's a swipe tag, and Brookhart is called out. Shortstop for Fort Loramie caught the ball to the third base side of second and wheeled with the mitt and tagged the runner out, and that's the decision, and it stands. Although head coach Michael Gast of St. Henry will have a chat with the first base umpire who's had some difficult decisions to make in this game. He's had three bang, bang plays, two at second and one at first. Two outs. The batter, Beckman. I missed that pitch to the plate, Bryant. I'm not sure if it was a strike.
That was a strike.
Yep, it is. It's 0-1 on Beckman. So the runner for St. Henry is taken off the base paths, and the count goes to 1-1 on Beckman. Brookhart out stealing. Here's the windup, the pitch to the plate. Curveball, Grudich, yep, caught the outside corner. Nicely executed, and it's 1-2 to the left-hand batter, Beckman. Tell you what, the base umpire in this game has had his work cut out for him. Uh-oh, Beckman tees off on one, sends Darren Eilerman back, way back, 300 feet from home plate. He's got it for the out. Oh, that ball was barreled up by Beckman. He hit it a ton, 300 feet from home plate. In front of the fence, Darren Eilerman over the shoulder, running grab. Inning over for St. Henry in the top of the sixth. But the St. Henry Redskins tie up the Fort Loramie Redskins at 4-4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Is J&J Broadagum. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Broadagum has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Broadagum can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
Yep, leading the way as the number one underground plumber in West Central Ohio, J&J Brodigham. Don't sweat it, just jet it. J&J Brodigham, the tops among underground plumbers. Phone 937-638-5059, 638-5059. That's J&J Brodigham, 638-5059 in Sydney. As Fort Loramie comes to bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning with the game tied at four. David Clooney on the mound for St. Henry, and he gets a strike about thigh high on the outside corner. Or even up at four in the bottom of the sixth. St. Henry's come from a 4-0 deficit to even up the count. Fort Loramie with a run in the first, three in the third. St. Henry, three in the fourth, one in the sixth. Clooney throws a little low and outside. The count goes to 2-1 on Fort Loramie's first hitter, Dylan Sanders, in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the windup by Clooney. 2-1 pitch on the way. It's a high curveball, 3-1. Dylan Sanders has walked twice, laid down a sack bunt. Clooney with a big 3-1 pitch as he tries to prevent a base runner from getting aboard for Fort Loramie. Ooh, he's just an inch high with the fastball, and he walks him. So Sanders is on, and here's Maverick Grudich, who has come into this game as a relief pitcher from his shortstop position for Fort Loramie. He threw in the top of the sixth inning when St. Henry scored an unearned run. Curveball, Clooney to Grudich, misses around the plate inside corner, and I don't think the pitcher was pleased with that call. One ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Grudich. Sanders with the lead at first. There's a fastball, a little high, 2-0. Clooney not missing the strike zone by much, Bryant. Wow, very close.
Yes.
Umpire Brad Allen behind the plate has been extremely consistent in this game. He's done a dynamite job. Uh-oh, that pitch hits Grudich. You turned away from it. It got him on the back shoulder. And Fort Loramie now has the lead run at second. Runners at first and second. No one out here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Game tied at four. I'd like to remind you that we're on the air thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors. With us each and every Fort Loramie game only, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Hey, don't forget the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle takes place in Fort Loramie during Liberty Days in July. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Only 2,000 tickets to be sold, 80 prizes, $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. That's the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle during Liberty Days in July. Purchase tickets at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. We will take a break. Pitching change for St. Henry. Fort Loramie is in the lead, or I should say this game is tied at four. Fort Loramie's got the lead run out at second. No one out here in the bottom half of the sixth inning on scoresbroadcast.com.
Better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here is the situation. Fort Loramie batting in the bottom of the sixth inning, two on, no out. Game tied at four. St. Henry four, Fort Loramie four. And the hitter for Fort Loramie is Max Kottner. Fort Loramie's put two aboard thanks to a walk and a hit batsman. In fact, five Fort Loramie batters have been hit in this game. Six total hit batsmen in the contest between the two teams. And the Redskins of Fort Loramie have runners at first and second as Kottner steps in. Infield for St. Henry, up on the corners, looking for a double play in the middle of the diamond. Outfield pretty deep for Kottner. He can sting the ball. Fine right-hand batter. He's singled, been hit by a pitch, popped to short, and he looks at ball one, one and nothing. It's been one of those games, Bryant, where the execution by the pitchers will, in the end, decide it. Just been too many hit batters, too many walks, too many freebies.
Yes.
Been a few big errors in this game, defensively as well. Pitch to Kottner. Little blooper along the left field line behind Delsyte. The shortstop, Brookhart. Oh, a great running catch. And he tries to double the runner at second. And he does! Oh, what a play by Brookhart, the shortstop for St. Henry. He made a brilliant running catch from his shortstop position, angled to the left field foul line, about 100 feet behind the third base bag. And not only did he catch the ball, he wheeled and he doubled up Dylan Sanders off second for Fort Loramie. He thought there was a chance the ball might fall safely along the left field line, and Sanders was too far off the bag at second, couldn't get back. Brookhart made a splendid throw. Double play. We have seen everything, everything you'd want to see in a high school baseball
yes.
game. We've seen it in the last three or four innings. Wow. Well, here's Darren Eilerman now, just a runner at first for Fort Loramie. The would-be go-ahead run at second has been nullified. Dazzling play by Brookhart. And here is a pitch just off the plate outside, 2-0, and Darren Eilerman. I tell you what, Brookhart, for that play, he would get Mike Clancy's star of the game honor for that single play right there.
Yeah, that was a huge play with the two on in an inning with no outs.
Yep.
Late inning here as we are in the sixth, bottom of the sixth in a tie game.
A foul to the screen off the bat of Darren Eilerman. Two balls and a strike. Fort Loramie a runner at first. Game tied at four in the bottom of the sixth. And a super play by Brookhart, the shortstop of St. Henry, preserves this tie.
You wouldn't know if you just glanced at the scorebook how athletic of a play that was, would you?
Nope. The scorebook doesn't tell the story. Doesn't begin to paint the picture.
He couldn't have been more than, what, three, 4 feet from the left field foul line?
Right. Curveball in and over at the knees by Clooney, and then a curveball just high, And the count goes full, and Darren Eilerman 3-2. And this will allow the runner, Grudich, at first for Fort Loramie to take off.
Burkhardt zeroed in on it like you described, Jack. Did come up like that and throw right back to second. Sanders is caught by surprise.
Oh, there's a topper up the third baseline off the bat of Darren Eilerman. Off the mound is Clooney. He makes a right angle jaunt to the third base stripe and has no play. It's in no man's land. A little roller off the bat of Darren Eilerman, and it goes down as an infield single, his second hit of this game. And now Fort Loramie, which has had, what, about six or seven base runners in the last two innings, but has been yet to score
right
in these two frames. Runners again at first and second with two out. And here's Logan Eilerman, who looks at a curveball from David Clooney, and it is a beauty. A strike called above the belt on the outside half. We're in the bottom of the sixth, tied up at four. Four apiece. Runners at first and second for Fort Loramie with two out. The pitch to Logan Eilerman just missed off the outside corner, and it's a ball and a strike, and the St. Henry bench wanted that one. 1-1 on Logan Eilerman. Infielders at second and short, trying to keep the base runner for Fort Loramie close. Logan Eilerman fouls to the backstop, and it's 1-2. A ball and two strikes on Logan Eilerman of Fort Loramie. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Fort Loramie led 4-0 at one point in this game in the fifth. Or I should say in the fourth. It was 4-0. St. Henry scored three. Logan Eilerman swings and misses. He strikes out. Big punch out from David Clooney on the bump for St. Henry. We played six full. St. Henry 4, Fort Loramie 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
And we welcome you back to Fort Loramie. We're tied at four in the top of the seventh inning of this game. Fort Loramie 4, St. Henry 4. St. Henry has battled back from a 4-0 deficit to pull even. And here's a hard ground ball to start the seventh inning by St. Henry. The deep short. Oh, what a play. Diving on the ground. The shortstop for the Fort Loramie Redskins makes a brilliant maneuver. Gets up and throws to first. And it's a big timeout. Man, oh, man, was that nicely done. Sanders at short, moving there. Once Grudich came to the mound for Fort Loramie, that was a dazzling defensive play at shortstop by Dylan Sanders of Fort Loramie. He sprawled to the turf, diving into the hole off to his right, and he robbed the hitter for St. Henry of a single into left field. That was Schwederman, the leadoff batter, who grounded out to short to Sanders. And the count is a ball and two strikes here on Eli Horseman, who steps in from the right side for St. Henry. Here's a swing and a foul out of play to the right. Tell you what, Bryant, that is successive innings. We have had two plays at shortstop, one by Brookhart of St. Henry, one by Sanders of Fort Loramie. You may not see two plays of that ilk in a season at shortstop, and we were gifted enough here today to see them in the span of what, 7, 8, 10 minutes?
Right, yes. And it was Sanders who was on second base who got caught by surprise by Brookhart's play.
He redeemed himself right there.
Yes, yes.
Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Horseman. Grudich into action for Fort Loramie. Curveball grounded right side. First baseman Spears in the hole. Throws to the pitcher covering Grudich. Out at first base by an eyelash. Well done. That was Christian McGee at first base. Went to his glove side. He's a left-hander. So with the glove in the right hand, he drifted off into the hole. And that meant Grudich had to make a mad dash to cover first. He did. And Horseman is out. That goes from first baseman McGee, 3-1, to Grudich, the pitcher. And here is Lucas Clooney stepping in, starting pitcher in this game for St. Henry. And he looks at a ball low. Scoreboard reads one out. We've got two. Here's a ball grounded sharply to Sanders at short. He moves to his left. He spears on the run, throws to McGee, out at first base. Good inning for Fort Loramie defensively, and Grudich on the mound for the Redskins. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Fort Loramie 4, St. Henry 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Man, oh man, Bryant, have we been given a treat on this Saturday afternoon. One heck of a game. Tied at 4, bottom of the 7th. Fort Loramie at the plate. New pitcher on the mound again for St. Henry. And I'm not sure, was that the ace who came to the hill from third base? It is. It's Devin Delsite on the mound for St. Henry. So Fort Loramie answered Christian McGee's five innings with the number one Maverick Grudich. And now the third pitcher in here today for St. Henry is Devin Delsite, the ace for the St. Henry Redskins. Opponents batting about 140 against him on the year, and he's ahead in the count right away. One ball, two strikes is Delsite on Roger Hoying, leadoff batter for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the seventh. He singled twice and struck out. Delsite throws a curve, fouled at the backstop. Delsite has had a fabulous campaign on the bump. Shut down Coldwater early in the year in a 12-2 St. Henry win over the Cavaliers. feet spread wide apart for Roger Hoying at the plate. Delsyte peers into Bergman a long time, and the hitter steps out of the box for Fort Loramie. Here is Delsyte stepping off the rubber, and it's a little cat-and-mouse game going on right now. Delsyte with a minuscule .8 ERA on the year. He's the ace of the staff. He powers a curveball inside. Ooh, it's on the shoulder of the batter, Roger Hoying. And this has been an odd game, to say the least, for St. Henry pitchers, who have plunked 4, 5, 6 Fort Loramie batters total. In fact, in this game, there have been 7 hitters plunked by pitches. And you can bet Fort Loramie's Christian McGee is up there to bunt. And he laid down an excellent bunt his last trip to the plate. In fact, he couldn't have taken it down the third base line and placed it any better.
Right.
Had a bunt single his last trip. He's down a strike here. Nothing in one. Fort Loramie with the game-winning run at first and no one out in the bottom of the sixth. McGee bunts back toward Delsyte at the mound. He fields, lobs to first, out. Big turn by Hoying at second. He stays put. Good execution by McGee. Delsyte, nimble on his feet, came down off the pitching rubber to make the play. And his catcher, Bergman, hollered out first, and that's where Delsyte went. Sack bunt, a good one by McGee. And Calvin Hoying steps in. Winning run out at second for Fort Loramie. We are in the bottom of the seventh inning of this game, and we're tied up at 4. Boy, this has been so much fun to be a part of, Bryant. We've seen it all. Dazzling game, 2 league leaders going at it. Been a ton of base runners, 8 runs total scored. In spots, some very good pitching. Fielding has been excellent most of the time. But there have been a couple of shoddy plays. Yeah. There's a very high pop-up alongside the first baseline and foul ground. Schwederman near the Fort Loramie dugout has it for the out. 2 away on the foul pop to first.
And now we have seen both teams' aces today, something we did not expect at all coming into this game.
Nope.
But both Rudich and Delsyte have taken the mound.
And here is Colin Lessing, top hitter in the Fort Loramie lineup, winning run at second, 2 away. Delsyte into the stretch. Shortstop Brookhart dancing behind the runner. Curveball, it is superb. It froze Lessing, a strike just below the belt, middle of the plate, nothing in one. Delsyte has got a really good curve. Big hole between third and short. Shortstop Brookhart way over near second. Back to throwback, not in time. If Lessing can get the ball on the ground to the left side, he has got a mammoth cavity through which to drive the ball. Runner on second for Fort Loramie. 2 outs. Bottom of the seventh inning. Game tied at 4. Here's the one strike pitch to Lessing, who steps out of the box. Cloud cover now here at Fort Loramie. Wind has died down a little bit. Pitch to Lessing, missed off the plate wide, 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1-1 on Lessing. Lessing doesn't have a hit in this game, but he's reached base twice, hit by pitches. He's grounded out to short and to third. Delsyte throws the curve, pulled foul outside of the third base bag, 3 or 4 feet to the left of the line, between Coach Sanders and the base. So it's a ball and 2 strikes, 1-2 on Lessing. Runner at second base for Fort Loramie. 2 away, bottom of the seventh inning. Game-winning run at second. Lessing straight away in the box. Moves the bat back and forth. Curveball foul to the screen. Lessing chased a pitch on the outside corner. Spoiled it. And the count remains 1-2. St. Henry Redskins 12-3 on the year. 7-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Fort Loramie Redskins 14-2 on the season. 8-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Big game here in terms of seeding. If Fort Loramie wins, you can bet Fort Loramie will be the number one seed. Here's a ground ball slap to first, bobbled by Schwederman. He picks it up and goes to the bag. Out at first base, nipped is Lessing. Schwederman kept the ball in front of him, and we go to extras, tied after 7. Fort Loramie 4, St. Henry 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
And welcome back to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, and it's turning into a long one. We go to extras. Eighth inning, Fort Loramie 4, St. Henry 4. St. Henry comes calling in this inning with Nolan Kunkler, the left-hand batter, against Maverick Grudich of Fort Loramie, who whistles a strike right at the thighs on the inside corner. Nothing and one. Swing and a miss, strike two. Nothing and two on Kunkler, the left fielder for St. Henry. Tied up, top of the eighth inning. We expected this to be very competitive and close, and it is delivered. Curveball missed around the plate outside, and it's two strikes and a ball on Kunkler for St. Henry. Grudich peers in, gets the signal from his catcher, Hoing. Swing and a miss, curveball. Kunkler over the top of it. One out for St. Henry in the top of the eighth frame. Game tied at 4. Brian, I've got my own makeshift score sheet. I love to create these. However, on one side of the sheet of paper, I can't go beyond 9 innings. And we got a hit batsman. As Grudich hits Delsite, the opposing hurler for St. Henry. Both teams have their ace in at this point. And now Delsite is down at first. That is the second time a St. Henry batter has been hit by a pitch today. Fort Loramie batters have been hit by pitches 6 times. 8 hit batsmen in this game. And the lead run is at first for St. Henry. And the batter is Caden Bergman, who has singled in 3 trips. Was safe on an error back in the 4th when St. Henry scored 3. He grounded out to short in the 2nd and got the flare single to left. That was in the 6th inning of this game. And the count is no balls and a strike, nothing and one on Bergman. Will be interesting to see if Delsite is running here for St. Henry. Grudich on the mound for Fort Loramie. Ball behind his right hip. He's in the stretch. Pitches. Fastball missed just up. and it's a ball and a strike. I've got to commend home plate umpire Brad Allen. He has been perfection behind the plate here today in this game at Fort Loramie. Outstanding ball strike umpiring today by Allen. Throw to first, runner back. We're in the eighth inning. Fort Loramie 4, St. Henry 4. St. Henry with a runner at first. One out. 1-1 count on Bergman. Grudich stretches, pitches. Bergman looks, curveball, shoulder high, ball two, 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Bergman. Got a sliver of sunshine between clouds out to the west. Generally cloudy here at Fort Loramie. Wind has faded some. Pitch to Bergman. Curveball, yep, outside corner at the knees. Bergman started to go, checked. But it was called strike two. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 in Bergman. One out for St. Henry, top of the eighth. Game is all knotted, 4-4. Third baseman for Fort Loramie, even with the bag. Grudich stretching, pitching. Bergman fouls a high fastball to the backstop. It's still 2-2. Thursday, this next week, we plan to cover Anna at Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com. Although, Bryant, we have to add every time we talk about a scheduled game, comma, weather permitting.
Yes, and I saw in the weather earlier today, they are calling for rain on Thursday. So, yep, we will definitely add that for there right now. But this time of year, a lot can change when the forecast is that far out, and we've got 5 days before that happens. So who knows how things will change between now and then.
2-2 on Bergman. Dell side at first. One out. Bergman swings. Hits a blooper in the air to short. Glove to Sanders, who catches. The ball was right off the knuckles. Bergman was jammed and couldn't get it out of the infield. Sanders snagged it. Delsite hustled back to first. St. Henry's got a runner at first with two out. To the top of the order in Logan Link, who's been out on grounders to the mound twice. One hit sharply, one softly. He's popped to first and has a sack bunt. The pitch to Link, chopped on the ground to Sanders. In between hops, gloves it. High throw to first. First baseman reaches high to spear. He stays on the bag. It should be called out, and it is. First baseman didn't leave the bag. Throw was up in the air. Good stretch maneuver down there at first base. But Calvin Hoying of Fort Loramie. Good play in between hops, but Sanders at short for Fort Loramie. And the top of the eighth is history for St. Henry. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Tied at four. Heck of a game here today at the Fort Loramie Baseball Complex on scoresbroadcast.com.
When you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Boy, it's been a dynamite baseball game here today on scoresbroadcast.com. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Fort Loramie 4, St. Henry 4, 8-hit batsmen, some very hard-hit balls, a terrific plays at shortstop, one by each team. Brookhart for St. Henry, Sanders for Fort Loramie. Some timely hits with a couple out. have been some good pitching in stretches. Both starters were a little out of kilter with regard to control. Plate umpiring by Brad Allen has been splendid. Base umpire has had a steady diet of really close calls. In fact, maybe as many as four. And we start the bottom of the eighth, Fort Loramie batting against Delsite. And here's a strike right down the heart of the plate. Nothing and one on Sanders for Fort Loramie. As we start the bottom of the eighth inning, Sanders looks just off the plate outside, and it's one and one on him. Bottom of the eighth frame, game tied at four, Fort Loramie and St. Henry. From here at the Fort Loramie High School Baseball Complex in Shelby County, low, and it's two and one. Two balls and a strike, two and one. Both pitching staffs very good and deep, and eventually in this game today, we've gone to the aces on the bump. Grudich for Fort Loramie, coming off a gem against Rushi earlier in the week. Delsite, the ace for St. Henry, who's out there now, and he's behind in the count after a ball to Sanders. It's 3-1. 3-1 on Dillon. St. Henry 12-3 coming in, 7-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. St. Henry was nipped 3-2 by Bradford on the road last night. Fort Loramie 14-2 on the year, 8-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. This game with seeding implications for Fort Loramie, a win, and Fort Loramie's got to be the number one seed. There's a 3-1 pitch, a blazer. Yep, a strike between the chest and the belt. Well done by Delsite. Sanders looked it over, and a strike two called, and it's 3-2. Delsite whirls into action. 3-2 pitch is skied in the air, out of play, right over the top of us. We are in the press box alongside a first here at Fort Loramie. Great view of all the action. Here's the 3-2 no out pitch coming up by Delsite to Sanders. No one on, bottom of the eighth. It's a high fastball, and Sanders is aboard. That's the winning run for Fort Loramie. Been a ton of base runners in this game, and both teams have tried, often successfully, in moving them along. So Sanders is aboard with the walk. He has walked four times in this game and has a sack bunt. And now here's Maverick Grudich, who's been hit twice by pitches in this game. He's 0 for 2. He's already squaring. Sanders a short lead. Grudich doesn't butt. He looks at a strike outside corner above the knees, 0-1.
And we've seen 13 combined hits, Jack. Fort Loramie pitchers have walked six batters, hit two. St. Henry pitchers have walked five batters and hit six.
Yep. Low and away pitch in the dirt. Good maneuver by Bergman at the plate to block it. And the count goes to 1-1. A ball, a strike, one of each on Maverick Grudich for Fort Loramie. Winning run at first for Fort Loramie. No one out for the Fort Loramie Redskins in the bottom of the eighth. Delsite stretches, throws a curveball on the ground. 2-1. Couple big pitches upcoming here to Maverick Grudich for Fort Loramie. Grudich acts like he's going to bunt. He's got the bat out in front of him. Now Grudich gets the bat back on the shoulder to swing and looks over. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. No one out for Fort Loramie. Game decisive run at first. We're in the bottom of the eighth. All knotted at four. Delsaide stretching, looks at Sanders at first. The pitch to Grudich, a curveball, nubbed up the third baseline. Third baseman Fields, throw to second, appeared to be maybe a split second late. Second baseman catches on the bag. Link puts his foot down, out. Sanders might have been in the slide when the ball was received at second base. He might have been nipped by an eyelash. Return throw not in time. The force out for St. Henry is good at second. Boy, that was mighty close down at second, wasn't it, Brian?
Yes, it was.
So it goes down as a force out, 6-4. Or I should say a 5-4. Here's a ball nubbed back to Delsaide at the mound. Off the bat of the Fort Loramie hitter, Max Cotner. He knocks it down, picks it up, throws to first to Schwederman, got him. But the runner at first base, Grudich, moves along to second. And a single here from Fort Loramie could win the game in the bottom of the eighth. So the Fort Loramie Redskins have the winning run at second. And here's a ball tapped to third off the bat of the new hitter for Fort Loramie. Good play at third. Charging is the third baseman for St. Henry. Throw onto Schwederman. Got him by a step and a half. So Fort Loramie goes down. That was Darren Eilerman who makes the last out for Fort Loramie. And the inning is over for the Fort Loramie Redskins in the bottom of the eighth. Delsaide comes back strong for St. Henry on the hill to get the last two hitters on soft infield ground balls. We go to the ninth. Fort Loramie 4, St. Henry 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit Airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Well, we are off to the top of the ninth inning, still tied at 4. St. Henry batting against Maverick Grudich, and there's a hard ground ball to third, and the Redskins muff it. Fort Loramie boots it at third base, and the batter runner Brookhart for St. Henry is aboard on the E5, not played cleanly down there by Roger Hoing. And now St. Henry brings up Hayden Beckman, excellent hitter from the left side. We'll see what's in store for Fort Loramie's defense as the third baseman, Hoing, starts to crowd in. Runner at first is Brookhart. Left-hand batter, Beckman. Boy, he can handle the bat extremely well. The pitch to him, breaking pitch, Grudich. Yep, it's a strike. Nothing and one. Grudich got his curveball over against Rushi, pitch after pitch after pitch. that makes him really tough to figure out. When he gets in front of the hitters, he's mighty difficult to tackle. The opposing hitters have got a guessing game on their hands. Grudich steps off the rubber, and boy, the St. Henry coaching staff wanted a balk called. In fact, St. Henry coach is a bit testy. There was no balk called on that play. Here is Grudich stepping off the rubber, throwing to first, safe. Brookhart, the runner at first for St. Henry. We are in the top of the ninth inning. St. Henry has Beckman at the plate. No balls and a strike. Go ahead, run at first base. We're tied at four. The pitch to Beckman started to go. Checked. Looked at strike two. That might have been a slider, perhaps a two-seamer with some sink on it. Beckman looked it over, and it was a strike. Heck of a pitch. Nothing in two. Hoying at third, up in the grass for Fort Loramie. Pitch to Beckman. It is around the outside corner, just missed. A ball and two strikes, one and two on Beckman. Game tied at four. Boy, it's been one fantastic baseball game here at Fort Loramie today. Two of the top Division IV teams, not only in the area, but in the state. Fort Loramie ranked 13th. St. Henry 8th in D4 in Ohio. Fouled to the backstop. And it's still 1-2 on the hitter, Beckman, for St. Henry. Good speed in Brookhart down at first. Beckman has a hit in this game. He's popped to short, flown out to right, grounded to short. Had a base hit back in the third. And he looks here at a ball just off the outside corner, and it's 2-2. St. Henry would love somehow, some way, to get this runner, Brookhart, down to scoring position at second. Beckman deep in the box. Grudich throws to first. Runner back. Wind stirring up again, blowing in from left center field here at Fort Loramie. Skies have become overcast. Even at the third base bag is Hoying, the infielder for Fort Loramie. Pitch to Beckman, swung on, grounded, chopped to the second baseman, Lessing. Throws to second for a force, no return throw to first. It goes from Lessing to Sanders. One down for St. Henry here in the top of the ninth. That is a 4-6 force out. And Schwederman steps in for St. Henry. Top of this order for St. Henry. Batting collectively around 400 on the year. And Fort Loramie's done a good pitching job against the front end of this lineup. Here's a throw to first base by the pitcher, Grudich, and it rolls away. It's free from the first baseman for Fort Loramie. Calvin Hoying muffed it, or I should say, Christian McGee couldn't handle it, got away from him, rolled toward the Fort Loramie dugout, an easy advance for Brookhart down to second. And now the go-ahead run 180 feet away for St. Henry at second base in the person of Brookhart. He's got a bigger lead. Grudich in the stretch. Curveball froze. Schwederman, it's a strike. I think that would have to be scored as an E3. Ball misplayed at first base by McGee. Been a small handful of errors in this game. Grudich throws to Schwederman. Strike two called. Outside corner at the belt. Nothing in two. One out for St. Henry here in the top of the ninth. Game tied at four. Runner at second for St. Henry. Nothing in two. On the batter, Schwederman. Grudich in the stretch. Fires. It's low. And it's a ball and two strikes. St. Henry plays in Division IV in the Northwest Coldwater District then remains in that region and would compete if it advances in the Elida Northwest Regional. Big curveball, changeup, swing and a miss. Heck of a delivery by Grudich. He pulled the string. So we've got two out for St. Henry here in the top of the ninth. Runner at second. That's the lead run. Here's Eli Horseman. First base is open, and I was just thinking in my mind, do you put the good hitting Horseman on, create the force? And that brings up Lucas Clooney, who started the game on the hill for St. Henry. He has walked twice, been out twice, once a strikeout. Two on, two out now for St. Henry. Brookhart at second, Horseman at first, and Clooney goes golfing at a low one, strike one. No balls, one strike, nothing and one on Clooney. St. Henry, Bryant, has not had many safe hits in this game. What, a grand total of maybe five? Strike two, steal attempted third, and the ball is thrown high into left field, and the run will score. Brookhart comes in from second base, and then the throw trickles toward the third base foul line, and the runner at first for St. Henry darts all the way around to third. A discussion ensues here between the plate and base umpire as St. Henry has broken the 4-4 tie with an unearned run. And let's see what has been determined. We have two outs. We have the batter at the plate, Clooney, for St. Henry. We had a steal attempt at third. Was there interference of some kind somewhere? We've got a lengthy discussion between home plate and third base. Scoreboard still shows 4-4. Runner has reached home for St. Henry. And let's see what comes into play here. We have two outs in the inning. The batter is Clooney for St. Henry. And I think the St. Henry runner is forced to go back to second. The young man, Brookhart, who'd scored. Must have been some kind of interference resulting in no pitch during that last thrown ball to the plate by Grudich to the hitter Clooney. And it's a ball and a strike on him. Here is the stretch by Grudich. The look back at second. We are still tied up at four runs apiece. Runner going again. And he steals on a changeup. And it's a wild throw once more. It goes into left field. And the runner is halted momentarily by the third baseman, and it's ruled obstruction by the third baseman at Fort Loramie, who blocked the runner's attempt to get up off the ground and come home. And the plate umpire, Brad Allen, awards the runner, Brookhart, home plate. He would have been out.
Now, the base umpire was signaling for that immediately once there was that tie up there at third base.
Everything imaginable, everything that could happen in a high school baseball game has developed in this contest today.
And that was a bit of deja vu there after the run. You think the potential go-ahead run gets wiped off. Then almost the same thing happens again, and this time it counts.
Two and two on Clooney, who looks at a high outside fastball. Runner at third for St. Henry. Go-ahead run is in. Brookhart was going to be safe on a moderately close play at third, but the ball got away. And then Brookhart is awarded home on obstruction by the Fort Loramie third baseman as Clooney flies out to short left center field to end the top of the ninth. We go to the bottom of the ninth. St. Henry in front by a run, an unearned marker. Give St. Henry the lead. Bottom of the ninth for Fort Loramie. Redskins come to bat down 5-4 to the St. Henry Redskins on Scores Broadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Fort Loramie batting. Logan Eilerman swinging on the first pitch. Hits a ball sharply on one long big hop to St. Henry's second baseman Logan Link. It's a routine play out at first. One away for Fort Loramie. Trailing 5-4 in the bottom of the ninth as Delsite goes to work here on Roger Hoying of Fort Loramie. St. Henry two outs away from a nine-inning win here on the road at Fort Loramie today.
What a comeback that would be for St. Henry as Fort Loramie scored their four runs in the first three innings to take a 4-0 lead.
St. Henry gets a run in the top of the ninth, three Fort Loramie errors, not a hit in the inning. There's a ball spiked on the ground, through the box, up the middle. Base hit for Fort Loramie. Good piece of batting by the Redskins. Single through the box for Fort Loramie. That was Roger Hoying, who shot a ball right back over the pitching rubber, over the second base bag, into center. Delsite reached down, the pitcher for St. Henry. Ball was not there as it rolled on out into center field. So Fort Loramie with the tying run aboard at first with one away in the bottom of the ninth. And here's a high curveball to Christian McGee.
Well, Delsite couldn't have asked for a better start, hitting Logan Eilerman two ground out on the first pitch. But Fort Loramie comes back right away.
What a crazy top of the ninth for St. Henry. Christian McGee swings and lofts a towering pop right in front of home plate. And the athletic Delsite comes down off the bump 10 feet in front of home and makes the catch. Yeah. Nicely done by Devin Delsite, the pitcher for St. Henry. He made a mad dash in. Catcher couldn't find it. Delsite said, "I see it. I've got it. I want it." He made the play. Tough out. Good job by him. McGee retired on a pop to the pitcher. And here's Calvin Hoying for Fort Loramie with a runner at first. two out, bottom of the ninth. Delsite pitches. There's a ball skied into short center field. Who's got it? Link, the second baseman? No, the center fielder for St. Henry, Beckman. 10 feet on the grass in short center, and this ball game is over. St. Henry rallies from a 4-0 deficit to beat Fort Loramie 5-4 in nine. It was an unbelievable top of the ninth inning for St. Henry. An obstruction call won the game down at third base, enabling a runner to automatically score from third for St. Henry. There were three errors in the inning by Fort Loramie. St. Henry didn't get a hit. That's what decides this game. Final tally, 5-4. St. Henry wins it over Fort Loramie in nine, and the two aces of the staffs in relief are the winning and losing pitcher. Delsite wins it. Grudich loses it. St. Henry by a run, 5-4 and 9. We'll return to wrap it up from Fort Loramie here in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
I don't think I've ever seen a high school game that exemplified high school baseball as much as this one. Anything can happen in baseball, as we know, especially at this level. It's all about timely hitting, pitching to contact, making the routine plays, and bottom line, Bryant, in the top of the ninth inning, Fort Loramie made three errors, one at third, one at first, a throw from behind the plate to third. There was an obstruction call that aided St. Henry, and actually it forced in the winning run. Obstruction down at third committed by Fort Loramie. St. Henry didn't get a hit. Didn't get a hit in the ninth inning and
right.
won the game with a run. There were two innings in a row for Fort Loramie back in the middle of the ball game, where Fort Loramie, I think, he had six or seven base runners in two innings, four hits in one of those two innings, and didn't score. There were, eight hit batsmen in this game. It was a wild affair. Fort Loramie lost to St. Henry by one in the end. A nine-inning, extra-inning contest. 5-4, St. Henry wins it. And as I said before the break, the aces of these two staffs wound up pitching in the end, and they got the decisions. Grudich, a hard luck loser for Fort Loramie, and Devin Delsite, the ace of the St. Henry pitching rotation, wins it for the St. Henry Redskins. And Fort Loramie now is 14-3 on the year. St. Henry 13-3. St. Henry played and lost last night to Bradford. And we advance forward to Thursday, weather permitting. It is Anna at Rushi on Thursday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Bryant, your observations on this one-run thriller here today at Fort Loramie.
Well, you summed it up perfectly, Jack. Too many errors for Fort Loramie and too many in the ninth inning. And you look at the line score and you can quickly see what made the difference in the game. The Redskins, I keep saying that. Doesn't mean anything when it's two Redskins playing each other. For Fort Loramie, they had four runs on nine hits, five errors in the game. St. Henry, five runs on five hits. They did not commit an error in this game.
That's the difference. There you go.
Yep. That's perfectly stated right there. Christian McGee started. He went five innings for Fort Loramie. It was a decent day out on the mound, but as his pitch count went up, he had to exit. He finished with over 100 pitches in those five innings of work. He gave up two earned runs on four hits, walked five batters, struck out four. Maverick Grudich had a nice four innings in relief.
Yep.
He gave up one hit, walked two, and struck out two. But as you said, Delsive was on fire as well. In his four innings of relief, he gave up two hits, walked one batter, and struck out one batter. For your Clancy star of the game, Jack, I'm going to go with Darren Eilerman today. He was 2-for-4 at the plate, also walked once, and he made a couple of nice catches out in right field today.
Good choice. Very good choice. These two shortstops were awesome. Brookhart for St. Henry, Sanders for Fort Loramie, each with, I don't know if spectacular is overstated. They were certainly brilliant plays. Brookhart in this game galloped from his shortstop position into short left field along the line and made a running catch in fair territory, went to the ground to convert the play, and then had the presence of mind to wheel and throw a bullet to second
right
to double off a Fort Loramie runner. It was fantastic. And then how about the play by Dylan Sanders an inning later for Fort Loramie, who at shortstop dove on the ground on his tummy, slid, made a super backhanded play at deep short, and popped up and threw a strike to first to record that out. We had a little bit of everything today.
Yes, we did.
So much fun to be a part of this. High school baseball at its best, at times not so good, but in the end, super highly competitive close game by two programs who could both very well go deep in postseason tournament play in Division IV baseball. St. Henry is now on the year 13-3. Fort Loramie 14-3. Each team still very much in line to win their respective leagues, although Fort Loramie's got a date left yet with Rushi. Fort Loramie would have to win that to take the SCAL outright. St. Henry with a two-game advantage in the loss column atop the Midwest Athletic Conference with a 7-0 mark in the MAC. Fort Loramie 8-0 in the SCAL. Again, weather permitting, we're at Rushi on Thursday night. Anna at Rushi. Airtime 4:25. First pitch at 5. Hope to have Steve Rose, superintendent of the Rushi Local School District, on during our pregame segment to talk about the growth and expansion of facilities at Rushi. So many great thanks to all of our sponsors. We've heard from them over and over again all day long, including our three Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game all year. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Thanks to our Rushi sponsors as well here on scoresbroadcast.com. the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the Gem of Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, and Francis Manufacturing, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. New Sydney sponsors, Mutual Federal and Realty 2000, plus J&J Brodigham. Don't sweat it, just jet it. J&J Brodigham, the specialist in underground plumbing in the region. The weather cooperated here today. Hope it does on Thursday, Brian.
Yes, we'll keep our fingers crossed for that since, as I said earlier, rain's in the forecast. But always like a chance to get out to Rushi, too. Yep, we love being there, just like we love being here at Fort Laramie. Two best baseball press boxes, I think, in all of Shelby County. Great views in both of them.
Yes.
Down the first base line.
Great online audience today. Thank you so much. Again, gratitude to our sponsors, Locale Equipment, longtime underwriting sponsor since day one, a founding sponsor, would not be on the air for 17 years had it not been for Locale. Thanks so much to Bryant Billing alongside Color Stats On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying a good late afternoon to you from Fort Laramie. Final score in 9 innings, St. Henry 5, Fort Laramie 4.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.